B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. We rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. Oh, we got lots to get to. It's a busy, busy sports day. It's also inauguration day. So be safe, everybody out there. And it's a momentous day in our country. So there you have it. Flyers last night. Let's roll through our superhighway. I like the superhighway with our different lanes because all of our lanes are moving. Well, except for the Eagles coaching lane. Here, you ready? Lane one. Flyers last night. How about the Moose? So after a 6-1 pasting to the Sabres, they come back, and then Elliott played out of his mind last night. Now, look, for the first two periods, that game was tight. It was dicey. Up to the point of the TK breakaway goal, that thing was dicey. Elliott played fantastic. He was great last night, and Flyers took a little bit of a hit. Already down Couturier, Frost gets hurt, right? So JVR, so they came and they played a hell of a game. I got to tell you, Konechny is he's just such a joy to watch. Joy to watch. Giroux played real well last night. Elliott was fabulous. Gustafson, after the horrible game he played on Monday night against Buffalo, comes back and plays a great game. I thought Provorov was fantastic. And Flyers get the win. I love this Coach V, man. We talk about him all the time, but he's so much fun. Alain Mignot is a blast. I enjoy his post game. It's like it's a must watch for me. I enjoy actually the post game for V and Doc is enjoyable, I find. And Flyers come back and they're just good. They're a fun team to watch. They're going to be all season long. And they come back into the clunker with a 3-0 win behind Elliott over the Sabres. Lane two, the coaching search continues for the Eagles. It's a little bit of a slow lane. Just some traffic on that lane. And look, I don't know. I mean, I got some favorites. I know some people like Deuce. I heard John Kincaid this morning. I heard John talking about Deuce as the whole, and which is a really interesting thing, discussion about nostalgia. How a lot of people are loving Deuce from a nostalgia standpoint. And I get it. I mean, Deuce is a guy that we like. So we want to try to force feed him as a coach. I can't tell you, again, I just go, all right, like if they see something in Deuce that he's a head coach material, that's great. I can't tell you one way or another. I can't tell you he's not, and I can't tell you he is. Like, I don't know his philosophies. I know that players are texting Jerry Laurie about Deuce. Hey, that's cool. He's liked. There's something to be said for that. I just don't know if he's the head. If he's a head coach type of guy. Some guys aren't. Some guys are. Is he more like Doug? Now, I know Doug won, but come on. That was not going to be something that was long-lasting. I don't know. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's more like, you know, a John Harbaugh type. Right? I'm trying to think of running backs. Not a lot of running backs. Eric Bieniemy is interesting because he was a former running back as a head coach. But whatever. Maybe he is a guy that has this plan. He's got, you know, a couple coordinators going to bring on. All right. you know, go for it then. I just can't tell you, and I try to look at, I try to put any opinion I have, and, you know, I got my strong opinions. I could be a pig head, but I at least try to put something behind them. I at least try to become educated. Like, let's look at Joe Brady. I don't know what Joe Brady's going to do as a head coach. However, I look at Joe Brady, and I hear incredible things about him as a coordinator, and he's been at a couple different spots, right? He was at LSU, and then he was at Carolina. He's young. Now, I don't know. Is that, can he lead men? That I don't know. I hear great things about him, but I don't know. Is, can Deuce, can he be that guy? Maybe. Again, they are in a weird spot because there's not that big fix out there. I guess the closest thing to the big fix is Josh McDaniels. I just can't get excited about him. I'm just kind of like, eh, when it comes to him. And it's a weird kind of deal because there's not the one guy that you go, I love this dude. Now, I don't know. Maybe that's the, maybe it is, McDaniels is the right choice. I don't know. Maybe Deuce is. Maybe Temple Todd, Todd Bowles, second time around, terrific, terrific mind. You know, Byron Leftwich interests me because he was a quarterback, play caller. I don't know. Maybe he's something. I got to tell you, it's the weirdest coaching search I think we've been around, especially since there's only two jobs left and they're just running the gamut, talking to everybody. So we'll discuss Deuce and the nostalgia. And I find interesting. I agreed with John when he said, that's not a strategy. I revere nostalgia. I think it's important, especially when it comes to sports. However, I would not, I agree that it's not a strategy to use for coaching staffs. I think it's a, it should be compartmentalized as a happy place. So that's lane two. Lane three. Tonight, I cannot wait. Sixers and Celtics. Now, I just want, looks like Kyrie's about to play. Looks like you're going to have the whole team. I'm real excited. I feel like I got them back. You know, they were, the last 10 days, it's been kind of rough with COVID, half the roster. So it's like we got a good game tonight. No Tatum for the Celtics, which is, which kind of dampens it a little bit, but I don't care. It's Boston. It's my favorite rivalry. It really is. I love Sixers Celtics. So that's tonight. And then I got a Ben thing. Guys, he may be traded at the deadline. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. He's not getting traded tomorrow. I can't do the Grouse Simmons. I can't do it. The bro was bending my ear this morning about Simmons. And listen, you guys are right. Right? You guys are right about it. But I'm getting deluged with it. My man Anthony on Instagram. Did you hear about this trade for Jamal Murray? Here's what I heard. I don't know. I think I'm pretty plugged in, but you know. But I can't waste away like the whole season grousing about Simmons. I mean, you guys are right. He is what he is right now. He's not a great player. He's an all-star, right? Does all-star things. Not a great player. Not a, as Jimmy Lynam calls them, supers. He's not a super. But he's a valuable piece. But I can't grouse about him every day. It's starting to affect my enjoyment of the season. I'm a weird one. I'd like to enjoy a season. I can't go into every night and just being upset every night. Like, I get it. The Memphis game, that was a pain in the ass. I was pissed off. Grayson Allen's on him. He's on his hip. Attack the rim. All right? He doesn't do it. He passes. But I can't spend a whole year, a whole season, griping about it. That's just me. So which I think is an interesting discussion. Lane four is the quarterback lane. And this is interesting. Breeze, Rivers, both retire. So I posed the question to Chunas this morning. Here you go. If you can get out of Wentz right now and actually get something for him, you're not going to get a lot, but you can trade him and get something for him. And then you can look at the draft and see if you like a quarterback. What do you do? Because you're not going to be good if you take the cap hit now, then so be it. But you could trade Wentz and go ultimate rebuild and look to be better in 2-3 years on the right track. That's your question in the fourth lane. Good morning, Judas.
What's going on, man? How are you?
What's up, man?
Where do you want to start?
Well, lane one is the Flyers.
Lane one. Well, lane one, I'll put some music for it. That's life in the fast lane, right? The Flyers, makes sense, right? You're cruising right now. There is no traffic in
cruising,
lane one.
Baby. That's the
well,
song.
That's another, it's another
that's
song.
The song. Yeah.
Here, then I'll make the appropriate change. This right. Fast lane will be something else.
Right.
There you go. So now we're cruising. This is the Flyers right now. Lane one.
Right. Right.
Elaine Vigneault's in the front seat with you.
Right.
TK's playing a video game in the back.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Moose is just hanging out.
The imagery is perfect.
Exactly. That was a fantastic win yesterday for the Flyers. And you and I were kind of on the same page that we thought they were going to bounce back. And my biggest thing was it's the head coach. I mean, he wasn't going to let that team, come out again.
Yes.
Just get completely beat up. They lost 6-1 two nights ago. And I know this head coach, and the dude's tough, and he did some line switches around. Of course, Moose got the start, and they looked great yesterday. Moose was fantastic, making a ton of saves. You're right, it was dicey. There was a 5-on-3 in the first period that they got out of. So fantastic job by the Moose, fantastic job by the Flyers. They are so much fun to watch, and it's a treasure, right? Like right now, because the sports sort of, what we're looking at right now kind of sucks. Right? The Sixers, yeah, they're great. I like the Sixers, but you're always going to hear the Ben Simmons stuff. That's always going to pop up. The Eagles, we have no idea what the hell's going on with the coach or the quarterback. So it's nice to watch the Flyers and go, yeah, they lost 6-1 last night, but I know they're going to bounce back. Like, it's nice to feel confident in a team where I go, nah, that's not the real Flyers we saw last night. This is the real Flyers, the 3-0.
Right.
Yeah. It feels good. So very happy for the Flyers and pumped to be able to talk about them glowingly again today.
Yes.
So that's lane one, right? Got lane one done.
Lane two. You ready?
What do we got?
It's a lot of traffic. There's no cruising in lane two.
No, there's no.
All right. Lane two is the Eagles coaching search. Now, you're moving in the sense that you're going all over the place, but you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, you're trying to change lanes. My wife does that. My God, I can't sit still in the car. She tries to change every lane. She tries to get the advantage all the time. I'm more of a sit in the lane because eventually it's going to start moving because when you change the lane, it's going to stop anyway. And that's what the Eagles are doing. They're constantly changing lanes to try to get ahead because they left late, right? They left the house late. They're late to the party because they decided to fire Doug Peterson a week after everybody else made their changes. And now they're changing all of these lanes, trying to get to the party on time, which is not going to happen. And that's why they're scrambling. And it's a mess right now. And you said it perfectly. All these candidates that they're interviewing, not one of them you go, I like that one.
Dennis Allen, really?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, what are we doing? Fossil yesterday? Like, come on now.
Are you really going to hire?
He's a fossil.
You're going to hire Scott Skeletor?
Like, I don't need this.
That's the point is I look around and I go, is there one coach that you say, oh, I'll die for this guy?
No. Except Dable, who literally said, I'm not interested.
Right.
And that's scary. And I hope that message came across to the front office, which I'm sure it didn't, but whatever. Jeffrey Lurie's, trying to film another movie. So I look at this coaching search. I go, none of these guys intrigue me. I can find a way to talk myself into... All right.
Listen.
This is why they made that hire.
At some point, they're going to hire somebody.
Right.
Whether it's McDaniels or whatever. And you go, all right.
Well, Well, that's why, you know, my thing with McDaniels is...
I have an open mind.
Yeah.
And take it from there.
My thing with McDaniels is, all right, maybe he can fix Wentz with his fiery personality, and that's when Wentz thrived the most with Reich and DeFilippo and how they were playing bad cop because Doug couldn't do it because he didn't have the balls to do it, apparently. He wanted to be best friends with everybody. And I go, all right, maybe this will be perfect for Wentz. That's the one thing that goes, I go, all right. Other than that, I go, he drafted Tebow in the first round. He didn't even make a second season with Denver. He was fired midseason. He didn't make Tom Brady. Tom Brady made him. And the Belichick coaching tree has never done well. So there's more negatives than positives to Josh McDaniels. Way more. And he's the top candidate.
Dude, I know. I don't know. Is there anyone, and this is interesting. If you call about lane two, do you feel strongly about someone? If so, why? Because I really don't. I mean, there's things I like about a lot of guys.
Right.
I told you, if I had my druthers right now, probably Joe Brady interests me the most. But again, that's biased. Like, I'll fully admit, like, my opinion's biased on Brady. Because,
yeah, but I also look at it.
Because I know Rule, and I'm a Rule fan. So because I like Matt Rule, and I hear good things about Brady, all right.
All right, well, I don't have the bias, right? So
right.
Here you go. Joe Brady, Teddy Bridgewater was their quarterback, no Christian McCaffrey, 3 1,000-yard receivers. In an offense, like, did you think that offense was any good?
No.
So I go, wow, look at what he did. And I was actually looking at this with Tyler Zuli last night. 6 or 7 games, they lost by, like, 5 points. And they scored points in those games, right? It's not like it wasn't like 7-3 ball games. Like, no, like they were putting up 20, 30 points in those games. So I go, look at what this guy did with that offense. No, with all due respect to Teddy Bridgewater, I thought he was going to be an okay quarterback when he was with Minnesota, but then had the leg injury. He's not something that you get excited about. And look at what Carolina did. So that's why I'm with you with the Joe Brady thing.
Well, he also did well with LSU.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it with
and
Joe Burrow. Yeah, exactly.
And that passing. But again, you know, people could rave about him and the whole thing, but I don't know. I never sat down with Joe Brady and talked to him, so I don't know. So there's that. Is there anybody else that you feel like, that you feel strong?
No, and I know a lot of people are going to bring up Deuce Staley, and then when you ask why, it's, oh, well, he's you know, spent his time. He's earned it. And I go, how come there's no other teams clamoring to interview him? Like, what do you know about Deuce Staley where you go, yeah, he's the guy? Other than former teammates or former players are tweeting that he deserves a shot.
Yeah.
Malcolm Jenkins tweeted that. Like, does Malcolm Jenkins know that Deuce Staley will be a good head coach?
Maybe. And here's the thing. I look at that and go, all right. Like, I'll have an open mind.
Yeah.
If they deem it, they're the ones sitting down with him.
They must know that he has some good plans.
I mean, I would believe that he would. I think Deuce, having talked to Deuce in the past, he's got a clue. I'll tell you that. I mean, I've always liked him.
Right.
Right. I've always been a Deuce fan.
Well, my biggest concern is.
So I would be like, oh, awesome. But again, I don't know if he'll be good.
And he's also been in the building for a while.
Well.
First time head coach.
Yeah, that's a problem.
They couldn't hire anyone else. So, Deuce, listen to us.
Right.
And I don't want that. We just did that.
I know.
So, that's another reason why I don't want Deuce Staley as that coach, because he'll probably still be under the thumb of Howie.
Yeah, that's a concern. That's a major concern.
Can I do lane three real quick, just because I've been wanting to do this the whole segment?
Yeah.
Truck's still broken down. I'm excited for the rest of the team, the Sixers. But unfortunately, the truck is still broken down.
Oh, no. All right.
And you know what? The one thing that I could get excited for, Sixers Celtics, for Ben? Oh, well, he's going to lock down Tatum. Well, Tatum's not playing today, so. Lock down Jaylen Brown, I guess.
We got to decide. We have to talk about this, okay, Andrew? Because I just don't want, I can't have my whole season wrecked by Simmons to my enjoyment of it.
I gave him 10 games. And then you talked me into half the season. And I'm back down with 10
games. Can we make a proclamation? Or can we take some sort of... Can we make a pact?
No.
A pact?
No!
Come on.
Because I'll watch 2 minutes of the game. He'll pull up mid-range and then dribble out.
We can't make a pact?
No, I'm making no pacts when it comes to this dude. No more pacts. No more pledges. No more nothing when it comes to Ben Simmons.
I'm not asking.
I'm pledged out.
I'm not trying to.
I'd rather have lemon pledge.
I'm not.
All right?
I'm not trying to sway you. Lemon pledge. I just want to enjoy the season. You understand?
Oh, I'm still enjoying the rest of the
season. No, you're not. You're killing the season. All right. We'll talk about it. And then we'll get into the lane four as well. We're just getting started. Cuz Radio Tunis. Hope you join us. 610-632-0975 is how you do it. Let's talk. Yes, Parks Casino, Street Road, Bensalem. The hometown 4-for-4 sportsbook and casino. Bring it home to you. Here it is. Let me look at it. Right now, Sixers are -5 tonight. I got to like the Sixers. No Tatum, right? They're -186 on the money line. I think the MVP comes up big tonight. Well, you can check out all they have to offer. Let's look at it. They have everything. They have all the player props. Like, I'm looking at it. Embiid, oh, my God. Embiid is 24.5. That's got to be an over. All right. Check out Parks. Let's bet over Joe tonight. ParksCasino.com/PA is how you do it. Use the promo code Fanatic. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be 21. You got to be in Pennsylvania. Check out all that Parks Casino and Sportsbook has to offer. All the game, championship game, and, of course, all your local teams. You can bet it. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, 10:30 across the Delaware Valley. As we do our morning commute, that's basically it, Tunis. We have our 4 lanes, and it's our morning commute. That's how you used to think of the show. And we're all headed to the bar.
I'm down.
All right. So,
you know me.
When last we left, we were in lane 3. And yes. Lane 3 is Sixers Celtics. I asked the Tunis about, look, I just can't have the conversation every day. Like, I get grousing about Simmons. I don't disagree with you. I'm not asking you to make some pledge. I just don't want to deal with it every day if he's not going to get traded. And I don't mean it from a show standpoint.
Right.
I mean it from a general conversation point. What it's doing, and here's the damage that it's doing. Now, this is, again, not your fault and not your problem. And I understand it. But it's ruining your enjoyment of the season.
Yeah, because the Sixers could win by 20 tonight, but if Simmons passes up an open look, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? Yeah, you know, the win was great and all, but Ben, and then you don't think about the enjoyment you had watching the Sixers beat down the Celtics. Now, if they lose, and it's because of Ben's...
Hey.
Different story.
Right. Then you get... Then it's daggers, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Then it's knives out. Go ahead. But going into it, I can't do the every day when the Sixers come up in conversation.
Right.
And again, I'm not disagreeing with you about, how he's been bogging down the offense. Like, Nicky's another one who's obsessed.
Oh, yes, he is.
Right? But, and again, I point out people because I use the people, Anthony and Nicky, and, you know, I probably about 200
Malik.
Callers that we get every day. That,
Malik's
that,
a Big Ben guy.
Who I love, right? Who I, again, who I love, I genuinely love, which is why we talk about it. We talk with each other. But he says, now this is how insane Nick is. Nick is looking at Zion's shot chart.
Yes.
And he scores 31. And the point is dead right. His point, dead right. He's looking at the shot chart of Zion, and it's all inside the paint. His 31. No threes.
Yep.
All inside the paint. And he said, well, this is why I'm upset. That should be Simmons. And what am I going to say? Yeah, you're right. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I was watching that game last night. It's not just that he was gigantic Zion pushing people over and scoring. No, he was, you know, he's got some smooth moves around the rim, too. Which
does.
Is what we go, hey, Ben.
Well, he's a great athlete.
Exactly.
He's a great athlete. He does this. He is smooth.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think it's a great point that Nicky brings up. But, like, we know the dude right now. And the problem is he's gotten worse. The real problem is he's almost regressed. If you take the point a year ago, last year, Joe was out. Right? Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joe's out.
And Ben went off.
And he was aggressive. I might say he's scoring 40, but he was great. He was scoring in the high 20s, scored in 20s.
It got to the point where I was jotting down the game logs of Embiid without Simmons, Ben without Simmons, or without, Ben without Embiid, and then when the two were together. Like, that's how crazy I got last year. Remember the dark fear in the back of my mind? I was like, man, yes. These guys can never play together.
Right.
And, you know, I was, wow, look, Ben's so much better without Embiid. Wow, Embiid's so much better without Ben.
Yeah.
When the two of them are together, yeah, they still put up good numbers, but it's night and day. And we're almost kind of, it's opposite this year. The nights Embiid's been out, Ben's been worse.
Worse. His numbers are dramatically worse when starters are missing.
Yeah.
And that's amazing to me, right? Like, that's amazing.
That's when you're the guy.
Right.
Let's go, dude.
And last year, he scored. So what happened? Right. But again, see, we go down this rabbit hole, and it drives people insane. And I understand it. I'm hearing you, and I am agreeing with you. But I just can't let it dictate our whole Sixers conversation. Because what that does, it saps the joy out of it.
Yeah, and then what doesn't help is yesterday Doc Rivers speaks to the media and he was asked about Ben Simmons and, you know, his shooting numbers being down. And his response was, quote, I don't care, honestly. And then people go, oh, well, what do you mean you don't care? And I'm sure he does. Like, I'm sure there's stuff that we don't know about. I'm sure Doc's talking to Ben every day. But then when that's out there, we've heard Ben Simmons say he doesn't really care about the jump shot. Now we're hearing the coach say, I don't care, honestly. When it affects them in games to the point where they're losing or they lose, you have to care, right? That's what drives everybody insane in the city, including me, including you. You can't give me 15 against the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier this year. You can't give me 5 against the Heat, second game of back-to-back. We didn't play the first one. But then there's the nights where he goes 10, 12, and 10, but his defense was really good. Right? And you go, oh, well, he was a big part of that win.
Right. So
scoring total wasn't there, but
those few people left it staunchly defending Ben, like Tasty Cake Dom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who says Tatum's not playing because he's got Ben-itis.
Maybe.
Says, well, he's 7-0 when the starters, 7-0 when the starters are intact. And Simmons is a big part of it.
And the Sixers are 7-0.
Right.
Not Ben is 7-0.
Right.
Let's make that clear.
Right. And I go, yeah, I get it, but that doesn't take him off the hook for not scoring when he needs to score.
Right. Like, I don't need to hear, remember we had that guy tweeting at us a week or two ago saying, well, I'm sure you guys don't realize this, but Ben assisted 6 of Danny Green's threes. And I go, all right. Like, they still almost lost that game because he finished with 5 points.
Correct.
Like, you know, I need a little more out of the star player.
Correct.
The all-star.
Correct. So, to put a bow on this lane, I actually want to talk about it in this sense. Can you, and here's the question off of it, can you enjoy the Sixers season? No, your answer is no. I'm blissful because I got Sixers Celtics tonight.
I'm pumped for the game. Don't get me wrong.
But you are.
The first open look he has and he doesn't take, I will roll my eyes.
But I can't. You're waiting for him.
Oh, I am. Yeah, you're right.
You're waiting for him. You're obsessing. Right.
It sucks, though.
Thus, it's ruining your enjoyment. I'm only saying, forget pledge, pact, right, whatever, just to save your own enjoyment.
Okay.
Because the fact that you're not enjoying it.
Oh, I'm enjoying Maxi.
My enjoyment.
I'm enjoying Embiid.
No, but you are poisoned.
Oh, I am.
You're poisoned.
That's true. You're right.
And I'm not saying you don't have a reason. However, can you just make the win-loss pact? If he's a part of the loss, rip him.
Yeah. Oh, if he's a part of the win where he scores 10 points, but I gave him credit.
If they win, just don't bend my ear over.
You know, I got you. I gave him credit that game where he finished 10 points, but, you know, played great defense the whole game, 12 boards, 10 assists. I gave him credit for it, and that's where I came to that realization, Ant, that, all right, maybe that's just who he is. I'm not saying role player because I feel like role player is a negative connotation to it, but that's what he is going to be. And if they're going to win a championship, you know, in that NBA Finals 6-game series or whatever, he's going to average 13 points.
Yeah.
But if they win and his defense is a big part of it and he's dishing out assists left and right, I go, all right, that's who he is, as long as they win.
All right, fair.
I'll give him that.
All right, but I need to know, for the conversation piece of today, is it ruining your enjoyment? All right, last lane, fourth lane, the quarterback lane.
Yes.
Is now the time, no Rivers, no Breeze, you can have a potential suitor for Wentz. Do you bite the bullet knowing that they're in cap hell, knowing that they got issues all around? Do you just say, you know what, white flag it for a couple years, rebuild this thing from scratch?
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Because they're going to be in cap hell whether they trade or not, and that shouldn't just be the main reason. It really shouldn't be the main reason.
Well, and here's the caveat,
mm-hmm,
that you actually get something of substance for.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'd have to see what kind of capital you could get in return. I mean,
let's just say you got, for the sake of argument,
mm-hmm,
and you're probably not going to get this, but just for the sake of argument, a late one.
Okay.
That's it. A late one. You're still in cap hell next, mm-hmm, year, but you get a late one. Are you doing it?
No, I'm still not doing it. Because as you and I have talked about hundreds of times, I have seen a fantastic year in 2017, MVP type season. I saw a rookie year. Like, it was a rookie year, right? He made rookie mistakes, but he played pretty well in 2016. We saw flashes in 18, 19, and we saw very few flashes this year. Very few, but we saw a few where you go, who else is making that throw? And I go, all right, if this guy can get fixed, because I don't think he just sucks. I don't think he's Ben DiNucci, right? Like, I think he's a good quarterback. I think he still could be one of the better quarterbacks in this division. I think he's better than, I don't know who Washington's starting quarterback is, whether it's Heinicke, Smith, Haskins is gone. I still think he's better than Daniel Jones. The Dak Prescott conversation, you can't give Wentz the nod right now. It's Dak Prescott's the better quarterback. But I still think this guy could be fixed if you bring in the appropriate voice. And I don't know who that is. That's the problem. That's what they have to figure out. If they tell you, hey, whoever this new coach is doesn't want Wentz, then I'm going to have to kind of go with what the Eagles decide. But me personally, I think this dude has talent. I think he was broken this year. I think you need to fix his mechanics. I think you need to fix his weapons around him because Rager and Arcega Whiteside aren't good enough for him, right? He needs a Ja'Marr Chase. I know we talk about Patrick Surtain all the time with the sixth pick. He still needs the guy that he can go to on a 3rd and 7. He's never had that in his career other than Zach Ertz, and you can only do that so many times with a tight end. So I am still not moving on from him. I know it's a perfect marriage, giving him back to Frank Reich in Indianapolis. It sounds great and all, but I still think he could try to fix the kid.
Right.
And I don't want to punt on 2 seasons. I'm sorry.
Listen, I hear you.
And if he sucks, then damn.
Well, let's be real, though. You're punting next year.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Now, the year after, maybe not. It all depends on
right.
How you reshape the roster. All right, let's get it started on the phones. You were on the superhighway. You see the 4 lanes. Let's start it off. Let's go to Colby. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Colby.
Anthony, how's it going, man?
What's up, brother? Happy Wednesday.
Hey, yeah, middle of the week here. Hey, listen, so I'm in lane 2, all right? And I wanted to see if I could get you kind of on my train of thought here. At first, I was completely opposed to the Deuce Daly thing, but then I just kind of talked myself into it. So here, you and Tunis, and I believe we're all on the same page. Like, there's no candidate out there that is really like blowing our socks off. Maybe besides Daboll, but
right.
So if it's just a wash altogether, if we're looking into the season going, we're not really expecting too much, and if it's all the same, why not just let us see what he has. I mean, save face with the tension in the locker room that you might have between the players, kind of appease them. And I know that's not like a great football operations kind of move, but just see what he has. If he goes, 7-9, 8-8, then see, you might have something to build there.
But here's the problem. Like, I don't think the locker room this group is going to be changed dramatically. You're in cap hell, so the locker room is going to change. So I can't make a decision because the players in the locker room want a certain guy. I can't look at that.
Fair enough.
I need to look at it from, you said, a football standpoint, right? Like, can he build a program? Because what you need now is you're not winning next year. You're not going to win probably the year after. So you got to put forth a plan of action that will lead you back to contention, to being the serious contender. Now, can he do that? That's the question. It's not, well, because we're lukewarm, why not? I need to be sure that he can handle it. Now, maybe he can, but the issue comes when it's Colby and Ant having a conversation. Neither of us have seen his proposal, interviewed him, right? And that's when we talk about it, it's great. It's in the bar, but it's a lot of meaningless talk in the sense of we don't know what the guy's about. Certain guys, like you could talk about Josh McDaniels semi-intelligently, right? Because we kind of have an idea who he was. He was already a coach. He was a high-profile coordinator. So, you could discuss him. I can't discuss Deuce. I don't know what he does.
Fair enough, man. I agree with what you said. I just, in my opinion, I think, I would stay inside the building and just see what he can do. And then
Interesting. Your choice of words. You said, I'll stay inside the building. Is that, there's something, now this is a part of the equation that we can discuss. Is that a good thing to stay inside the building?
I don't know. I can't answer that right off the top of my head.
Right? Because I'll be honest with you, I start to go, ooh, I don't know if that's a good thing, stay inside that building. That building, over the last couple of years, has not been productive building.
You're right. And I mean, and what his role was, with the running back rotation, whatever, didn't even seem like he could do that, that great. So you might have talked me out of it now, Anthony.
I don't know. Honestly, I really would try not to talk. I don't want to talk you out of anything. I'm just telling you, I can't speak on it intelligently because I don't have all the information.
Well,
You know,
whatever the decision ends up being, it's always go Birds.
Go Birds, baby. Thank you, Colby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to talk Colby out of Deuce. I'm just telling you, I just can't go wave the rah-rah Deuce.
Right.
Don't know.
You know, we're not going to play like the Eagles fight song if he gets hired, right?
I mean,
I'm not.
Listen,
like,
if he gets the job, I'm going to be open-minded and I'm going to root like hell for Deuce. I like the guy.
Right.
All right. So that's cool.
I'm going to root like hell for whoever they hire.
Right. But you get my point.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll have a little bit of there'll be some sentimentality for Deuce. Right. Like, if Deuce Staley got the job, I'll have some sentimentality because of it.
Right.
Like, I'll be like, oh, all right, cool. I love Deuce. You know, go Deuce. That I wouldn't have if it's Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, it makes sense. It does.
But I don't want to talk the guy out of it. I'm just saying, I don't know how we can discuss him as a candidate. And I can't even hold the running back rotation against him. Like, I know he deals with running backs who's in the game, but I don't know what kind of parameters that Doug put on him.
Right, exactly.
So I can't even say, well, he did that well or not good or this or that. It's just an odd situation when we're talking about this coach that there's no proven commodity to. That was last time it happened. It was Peterson, right?
Right.
And he was down on the list. And he worked out for at least for a season. 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines. You want to join us? Let's talk about my man, Anthony Labrusciano.
Anthony!
Thank you. Procrastination. A lot of us are guilty of delaying at least one important decision in life. Yeah, I know that. But if you're putting off getting your roof repaired or replaced, please, no! I have your solution.
Anthony!
That's right. Call the only roofer I trust, my friend, Anthony Labrusciano. Here's why you need to call Labrusciano Roofing. Anthony's repaired or replaced every kind of roof there is. You name it. All right? You're going to meet with Anthony from estimate to completion, and he'll be there to explain everything to you in layman's term. And the beauty is he puts his name behind everything. All right? He's the shingle master. Now, when you meet Anthony, you're going to see why he's got hundreds of five-star Google reviews. You're going to see why I love him so much. Labrusciano Roofing, CertainTeed, five-star select single master, which means they can offer the best warranty in the business. 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the workmanship. Too important to trust with some jack-of-all-trades dude. Go with the only roofing expert I recommend. That is Labrusciano Roofing. Call him, 610-265-ROOF. That's right, 610-265-ROOF. Or go to PA Roof Pros. That's paroofpros.com. Labrusciano Roofing, the master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Happy Wednesday to all. Coming up 11:10, we do our morning thoughts. You know, the tunist loves the morning thoughts because it's his favorite song. He was introduced to the Gap Band. So he loves his early in the morning. So we'll give our morning thoughts coming up. But we are in the four lanes again today. There is so much to discuss. Flyers last night, lane one. What a game. 3-0. They come back from the ugly 6-1 loss. They look spectacular. They are pure enjoyment. Every time I turn them on, I'm just enjoying myself. I find a lot of good solace. Now, I know Monday was ugly, but they came back and they won. And Elliott was fantastic. And they were focused. They played I thought they played a really, really good game. Konechny's ridiculous. They're deep. The two power play units are amazing because they do have a lot of depth. And they're just getting better.
Yes. And that's one of their problems that they've had in recent years. Last year, they were pretty good on the power play. But remember, I mean, the Hackstall days.
Right.
My God. They wanted the man advantage. You might as well give an extra guy to the other team.
Lane two is the Eagles coaching search. And we say to you this. Hey, we don't feel strongly. Give me your guy. You feel strongly about a candidate? Let me know who it is. And we'll discuss it. Because it's all over the place. Lane three is the Sixers and Celtics. And, of course, the specter of Ben. Really, the specter of Ben and the frustration that he provides, I think, has poisoned the fan base.
Yeah, I think so. It's poisoned my mind. Like, I'm watching a Sixers game, and, you know, Danny Green, Seth Curry could each be 5 of 5 from three, and Joel Embiid could have 25 points. But even if Ben has a decent game... And I give him credit for it, but I still see that open shot that he passes up, and it's not like anything came of it. Like, if he passes up an open look, but finds Seth Curry open on the wing for a three, bang, all right, let's go. But if he does that, drives to the lane, stops at the foul line, dribbles out, and then eventually they you know, clock's winding down the shot clock, so they have to pull up a bad shot. Yeah, I'm going to get annoyed by it, even if everything's going well.
Well, here's the deal. I need you to extract the poison. Now, I don't want to have to suck the poison out of you, all right, to continue the metaphor, but I need you to get past it just for the sheer your own enjoyment because it's going to follow you the whole season. That's not good.
Yeah, it probably will, though. Probably won't get by it.
All right, and lane four is the quarterback lane. What would you do just as when it comes to the Eagles construction? Do you just move on from Wentz?
All right. I'm not going to.
You got a suitor. I gave you a late one. Are you moving Wentz and just starting over? You need a roster that needs to be turned. You have a roster that needs to be turned over anyway. You have a new coach that's going to come in. Do you just start from scratch?
Now, we have a poll on that. And I'm actually interested by the results. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com today. The question, should the Eagles trade Carson Wentz to the Indianapolis Colts now that Philip Rivers retired this morning? And the three options, yes, get him out of here. No, try and fix things. And then option C. And I actually typed this one out outside of the poll because it's a lot of words. But I want to know if people have this mindset, Ant. Trade him anywhere else because I'm afraid he'll play well with Frank Reich and then we'll regret it. So that's option C. But the majority of the people, 50%, say get him out of here. 44% say no, try and fix things. And there's 6% that say don't trade him to Indianapolis because we might regret it.
Wow. Interesting. All right.
So it changes. Because last weekend I ran that poll and majority of people still said, no, keep him here, try to work things out. And now all of a sudden it's get him out of here because I guess that makes sense to move him to Indianapolis. And maybe the Colts are a little more desperate because they're not going to go into it with Jacoby Brissett. They don't have a good draft pick. So maybe people go, oh, well, this makes sense. Let's get him out of here.
All right. There you go. There's your poll. You can check it out. Where you can find the poll at?
975 middays.
Right.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Give me a yo, baby.
Did you notice the yo, yo, yo there?
Yeah.
Did you? Pinkman.
Wow, you're right.
His voicemail.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Wow. Jesse a Pinkman yo.
Yes. Yeah, we got
that's awesome.
We got a couple yos, and they're all restaurants that people want to give a yo to. Well, so
again, we encourage yos. It's our way of letting people know who you are.
Yeah, not just people who are listening, but you know, if you want to give a shout out to a you know, small business or an establishment, you name it, we'll do
really
that.
Want to be there for you. We know that COVID has ravaged all of us.
So Zach and Ventnor gives a yo to Charlie's Bar, which is in Summers Point. He claims that they have the best wings in the world.
Charlie's Bar. It's a great name.
I could go for a Charlie's Bar right now.
Without a doubt.
Kembro Walker, which is a great name, gives a yo to Nick's Roast Beef in Springfield.
Nice.
And then my man Jay gives a yo to a place in my hood, the Bayou in Manion, which I've had many, many, many a beer there.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Keep the yos coming.
Yeah, more yos, please. We love that because we like help, you know, well, help you people
can,
out, shout people out.
Tweet the two of us where, Tunis?
At ASalChunas975, Anthony L. Gargano, or, of course, the Midday page as well, 975 Middays.
Let's go to Joe in Virginia. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, big fan, first-time caller.
Thank you, Joe. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a little bit split between lanes 2 and 4. I mean, I'd love to talk about the Sixers, but I'm just a broken record with Ben Simmons, so I really can't go there.
That puts you in common with everybody else in the Delaware Valley.
And in lane two, I'm not excited about any of the coaches. I was all in for Robert Saleh, but McDaniels, I feel, is still a weasel. Like, I just can't forget what he did to the Colts. And Deuce is a guy I like, but, you know, we had a quote-unquote players coach for 5 years here, and it just led to a lack of accountability and drama in the locker room. So I'm really not sure where you go here.
And I think that's the point, right? The point is, for us, is that they've been all over the map. There has been a litany of candidates, and they're all starting to blur together. I agree. It's funny, because Saleh, you could see him, right? He would be a good fit here, right? Like, that whole mentality and his personality, big personality. I don't know. I look, and there's some guys I like. There's some guys that I go, all right. But there's not the one candidate that you say, I need this guy.
Yeah, the only thing, you guys were having a little barroom talk yesterday about whether or not you would trade pick 6 for Matt Rhule.
Yeah. Are you doing it?
In a heartbeat.
Me too, Joe. I would do it in a heartbeat, too. You know, it's funny. My cousin goes, are you crazy? I wouldn't do that. I was like, I'm doing it. Give me Matt.
That's a CEO of the Eagles for the next decade.
Right. It's worth the number 6 pick.
In my book, yeah.
I'm with you, absolutely. Joey. I like it.
And then in lane 4, there's no way I'm getting rid of Carson Wentz. We will regret it for years to come if we let this guy go.
So your idea is, all right, we gotta transform the roster over the next 2 seasons. Carson's still just at 30 and entering, we hope, his prime.
I mean, the way I see it, ever since 2017, he's been thrown to basically you and me.
Right.
He's continually had turnover on the offensive line. And it's been an offense that has been pedestrian at best as far as the play calling. So you got to think at some point it was going to go off the rails. And we forget, he was still pretty damn good in 2018 and 2019, barring injuries.
Yeah.
Then
he wasn't as good, though.
I mean, he wasn't an MVP, but right. I'll take, you know, 21 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and then 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions any year. Then it finally goes off the rails. The coach essentially throws him under the bus. And, I mean, I still want Carson to be a franchise quarterback and get up on the podium, but, you know, we have a lot more invested in Wentz than we do any coach or any other players on the team. So you can't just let this guy walk out the door.
I hear you. Joe, a great argument, great call. Don't be a stranger. All right, buddy?
All right, appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, pal. Guys. I mean, listen, there's compelling cases. Now, if you got a number one pick, you just kind of say, well, I need to transform the roster anyway. At 30, It's still young for a quarterback.
Right.
But will he ever be, regain that form?
That's the big question. That's something that you and I don't know, right? We don't have the glass, right? We don't know this stuff. But what I do know is that I've seen flashes out of the kid, and I don't think he's just completely broken. There's no way fixed. I think, broken things can be fixed, right? So I go, let's go. Let's figure it out. I don't know if it's going to be worth a late first-round pick for, how I just screw up anyway.
All right, let's give us some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, we do our morning thoughts where the truth always comes into your mind. The first thing you wake up, what are you thinking about? So, mine stems from a dream.
Oh, all right.
I dreamt that I was talking to Kobe. When I tell you, I don't know how that happened.
All right.
But I was talking to Kobe, and Kobe was telling me that the Sixers are going to win. That I was having this whole conversation.
Win-win. Like,
win it all.
Win it all.
Yeah. And I was having this whole conversation with Kobe Bryant that the Sixers were going to win it all. It was the weirdest dream. First of all, I was like, Kobe, man, how you doing? And in my mind, like, that he had passed away, right? But, like, somehow he was in front of you. And he's like, oh, what's up, man? We're just talking about Philadelphia.
And you guys spoke in the past, right? You interviewed him and all that stuff. So, right.
But, not like, he had me on speed dial. You know what I'm saying? So.
What's up, man?
Right. But it was a weird dream where it was like, we are having this great conversation. And then he starts talking about the Sixers. He's like, they're going to win.
What did he say about Ben?
You didn't say anything about Ben.
He got no heart.
He was not involved in the conversation. But what are you making that dream? I woke up thinking about it going, wow, that was awesome. It was a great conversation with Kobe.
Hey, man, guy's got a lot of rings, right? You go, all right. And maybe he's looking over the city of Philadelphia, right? And he still obviously has an attachment with the city. So maybe it helps a couple baskets go in.
It was so weird.
I'm in on the Kobe dream.
It was weird, dude. Like, because it was a conversation.
Yeah.
And it was like a fun conversation. Like, I woke up smile. Like, oh, that was awesome.
That's awesome.
I was like talking to Kobe.
Yeah, I'm team Kobe. Kobe dream there.
So.
All right, I like that.
I don't know what it means. If we have people that can decipher dreams, let me know.
Now, I thought about you a few times this morning with stuff that I was doing around the house.
All right.
Well, the first actually wasn't even what I was doing around the house. The first one, I was wondering if I should have texted you last night, and I didn't. So my wife and I are trying to do, like, the no-carb thing again. Remember, I did that before the wedding and all that? So every once in a while, you got to be creative because you get tired of eating just, like, bland chicken and all that stuff. So yesterday, she found at Trader Joe's a crust, pizza crust, but it was cauliflower.
Right.
So we made pizza.
I've had the cauliflower crust.
All right. Are you like, it's got to be a bit of a violation.
No.
I mean, you're trying to follow a diet. So like,
it's not a violation. Sometimes a necessity to try to,
follow the diet.
Right.
Yeah, we did the mushrooms and the, pepper flakes and all that stuff. But
I've had
the cauliflower crust.
Listen, trust me. I can walk past anything sweet and not even think about it.
Okay.
But I can't walk by a pizza out of the oven. I'm in trouble.
Well, because she knows I've been craving pizza. It's my favorite food.
Exactly.
And we're on this diet, so it's killing me.
I've had the cauliflower crust. It's not good, but...
No, it's not.
It's not.
Here's what I did. When I took a bite...
It's not completely heinous.
When I took a bite, I tried to really think about the cheese, the sauce, and the mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then every once in a while, the crust would come into the mind. I'd get out.
The problem is the crust is gummy. Did you find that gummy?
Yes, it did. Yeah. And Christy made the right point. She said, you have to eat it fast because the last slice was mushy at that point.
Yeah.
Both of them. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That was thought number one.
That's a good one. All right. My second thought was about the Cuzzo Sports Trivia app.
Ah, yes.
Andrew and I are involved with a little project that we love the trivia. And so we've got some really cool tech updates from our people at Chop Dog.
Awesome.
So we're real excited about Cuzzo. And I think we're going to do a game tomorrow on the air. And all goes well, because you remember last time we tried, it failed.
Yes.
So all goes well, we're going to be doing a game on Sunday for Primos.
Really?
To win a hoagie.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right. So we're gonna try it, and hopefully tomorrow it'll all work on the show. And I'm excited for it. Some fun stuff that the tech people were talking about.
So I'll say this. You should download it now. Play it. Get a feel for the app.
Yeah, it's a free app.
And then get used to it for tomorrow's live game on the air. It's bragging rights. But Sunday, we got a real prize.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's always bragging rights. But, you know, listen, you can mix it up.
You got a prize, too. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's not just a hoagie.
It's a primo.
It's a primo.
That's right.
All right, second thought. And again, thinking of you this morning. So every day you see this mug. I do the same thing every morning. I go coffee in the mug at home, and I drink it while I'm getting ready. And I have this sitting out so that it cools off a little bit, because this thing's really good, right? It's piping hot when I'm done. Do you have any routines? I feel like you don't have a single routine.
I don't.
You're a go with the flow guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking, like, I've been doing this. Christy got me this mug for my birthday in 2019.
Yeah.
I bring it to work every single day. I don't wash it.
Right.
I just rinse it out. Boom. Right. Do the same thing every day.
Right.
I don't think you have a single routine, do you?
I don't. No. I have no routine. In fact, I hate routines.
I literally said that to myself this morning. I said, he hates them.
It's soul crushing. I can't. I couldn't
live without the coffees. That's the thing.
No, I have coffee, but I get it from different places. Right. Scrape together a few dollars to go get my morning coffee. That's about it.
You don't have like a when you get home routine?
No.
Like, I typically get home, I take the dog out for the walk right away, so I get that out of the way.
Yeah, I walk the dog too, but I don't really.
But it's like a thing. Like, I get home, it's the first thing I do.
I got no
just
routine.
Walk the dog.
Yeah, I look at it. What do I got to do? I got to write. I got to try this and do that. Nah.
I knew you would say that too.
Zero routine.
I hate routines.
I do. I hate them. All right, there you go. Morning thoughts.
Well, I got one more for you.
Here
actually.
We got,
I'm
buddy.
Sorry.
Nah, good.
Are people just dumb or are they jerks is what I'm going to ask you. Now, you remember I told you this story right before we had holiday break. Remember I came a little late to work because my car was boxed in? Well, it's a sin. My neighbor next door, she's wheelchair bound, so the aid comes and helps her out. But it's been like this for a year and a half. So, you know, all of a sudden she decides to start boxing my car in.
And I wasn't rude
or anything, right? You know, I had a knock on the door, like, "Hey, excuse me, I got to get to work. Do you mind moving the car?" And then, you know, she got to move the car. It's now happened like 10 times.
Yeah, you got to have a conversation, man.
Well, I have to knock on the door every day.
Yeah, you need to have a real conversation.
So, is this person just like being like dumb and just not noticing it, or is she just being straight up?
Let me ask you a question.
Uh huh.
Is there another place for her to park?
Many.
Okay.
There's permit parking, but it's not till 7 p.m.
All
she's
right.
out by noon.
All right. I would have a conversation. Nicely.
Yeah.
Have a conversation.
Like, well, I have a conversation every day.
No. You need to have the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mean like, hey.
You gotta slash your tires.
No. No, well, I don't mean like that. I just mean you need to be, you gotta say, listen to me. No, I need you to listen to me right now. Every day, you're causing me problems when I have to go to work. All right? Every day. Look at the street. Look down the street.
There's spots.
All right? And listen, you're doing God's work. I appreciate it.
Listen, my grandmother, when she was still around, she had an aide come every day.
I'm with you. Like, I'm fan of yours.
Yes.
All right? Just do me solid. Right?
It's every day, dude.
Please, just park somewhere else.
She could take my spot. Listen, I'm not home till 3 o'clock.
Right.
You can have my spot.
Exactly. Just do not be nice,
but
be the, but like, I need you to like pay attention now.
I've realized the last couple of days my knocks have been a little.
Right.
Oh,
and this
louder.
Way, you just get it out there and go, listen, every day I have to do this, you're killing me. please.
I'm just trying to go to work.
And then just do it like that. And I guarantee when you go point to the spots, like, see, there's spots all over. Don't take my spot. Unless I leave.
What time is she taking my spot? She's blocking me in.
Well, that's the point. Like, don't block me in. You can have, you can park and
when I move, back in it. Go for it. I'm not around.
Just don't box me in. That's it.
It's every day.
I feel you.
And before people go, oh, you can't claim a spot. Like it's claimed spots. Like it's my, like, right. You know, we have spots where I'm at.
Yes.
It's not, you know, just you know, hey, I appreciate what you're doing.
Yes. I'm a fan. All right.
Just you know.
Just try to, please, please.
Right.
That's all.
Just trying to be nice here.
All right. We're going to come back to your phone calls next. Looking forward to it. And 11:40, we will talk to one of our faves, Kevin Negandhi. We'll weigh in on the four lanes. Every Wednesday, we'll talk to Kevin. We are big fans of Kevin. We love him. Let's talk about Parks Casino. We love Parks Casino, Street Road, Bensalem, the hometown 4-for-4 casino and sportsbook of choice. Looking at the game tonight, we got big-time hoops in South Philadelphia. Sixers a 5-point favorite. The bet that stands out, though, is Joel Embiid over 24.5 points. I got to think Joel goes. I got to think this MVP has a monster tonight. Check it out. Parks Casino, Street Road, Bensalem, the hometown 4-for-4 casino. They have it all. Like you said, like I told you about the props, all the games, the football games on Sunday. You got it all. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Download the app. Use the promo code Fanatic when you sign up. Open an account. You'll get a risk-free up to $500. The website is all the details. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
On a Wednesday, 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Gold Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Danny on the text board. I feel the same way I did after the Doug hire and during that coaching search. It makes me feel like we should never have gotten rid of Andy. Thoughts, Tunis? I agree with him.
Oh, I mean, I loved Andy Reid, and I think he had a bad rep here in the city because people got tired of losing. But it was also one of those, was it just time to move on, right? Are we looking back at it now because Andy Reid has gone to the AFC Championship game 3 years in a row and won a Super Bowl? Are we now looking back at it and going, oh, the Eagles are wrong? Nah, I think it was time. I didn't really want to. I think, you know, the dream team and all that stuff.
That wasn't him.
It wasn't him. It was Banner. I know. Yeah. I know it wasn't him. But people were ready to move on.
No,
they wanted blood.
Listen, I get it. But was that, and it's funny because people go, well, it's revisionist history. And he was a good coach. And he knew how to build.
No, of course he was.
And he knew, he had a second act when it comes to picking quarterbacks. I know for a fact he liked Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he loved Russell Wilson. He, in fact, gave you Nick Foles. Like, he knew quarterbacks.
Yes, he did.
So he would have gotten Mahomes. It's not crazy to say that Andy would have gotten Patrick Mahomes. He loved Mahomes. Can I say that?
Yeah, I think you can say that. That's right? Fair. Oh, my God, yeah.
That, because where did he go? What was the number picked? Did Mahomes go 11? I forget.
10, I believe.
10.
Yeah. And they traded up from 20-something to get him, yeah.
So, can I say that if Andy Reid were still the coach, that he would have gotten Patrick Mahomes here.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I mean, try to be as fair and real as possible.
Because you know he wouldn't have continued with Vic, right? At some point, you're going to have to move on.
He ran his offense with Alex Smith. He liked Alex Smith, but he loved Mahomes. He wanted to get the quarterback. He was always about getting that next quarterback.
Right.
He knew quarterbacks. He helped fix Vic. Like, he made Vic into a quarterback.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Because we got a yo.
Give me a yo.
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 Yo. This from the Goose.
The Goose.
The Goose. First of all, Goose. Here's a yo back to the Goose. The original lover of the two-time song. But the Goose wants to give a yo to his fellow DHL drivers. He says Amazon, UPS, FedEx, obviously they get, you know, a lot of people go to those first when they give love. He says the DHL drivers, they work just as hard.
Yes, they do.
So a yo DHL. To the DHL drivers, courtesy of the Goose.
DHL. What's that from?
I don't know.
A DHL. You remember?
No.
TV show?
No.
Sopranos? You remember that?
No.
Where they disguise, the hitman disguises the DHL? He goes to DHL.
I don't remember that.
Yes. Furio comes from the other side.
That's awesome.
Do a hit, poses a DHL guy. Let's go to Grant in Limerick. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Grant.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just want to talk Flyers and Sixers real quick. You know, Flyers, it's great having a backup goalie like Brian Elliott, really, especially in a season like this with all the condensed games and the back-to-backs and everything. So, yeah, I think the Flyers are in good shape. You hope the injuries they've had to all the guys so far, some of the guys so far aren't, you know, too long-term. And, yeah, we'll see where they
they're
are
so
in a couple
deep,
months. But
Grant, man.
They are.
Oh, they're, and I gotta tell you, like, I don't know. Are you finding like a happy place with them, like just watching their games?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Because, like you say, you know they've got depth. You know they'll score, and you know most nights Carter Hart can bail them out when they're not playing well defensively. Especially like you saw it in that second game. Like they weren't playing that well, but Carter Hart bailed them out. And last night Brian Elliott bailed them out, and you know they've got the goaltending that you know and that allows them to be more attacking on offense, which is really their strength. So with all the depth and the scoring ability they have. So yeah, no, I'm in a happy place with them. And like you say, we'll see where they are when they match up against the Tampas and the Bostons of the world and the Capitals. But I think they're in good position.
All right. What about Sixers?
Sixers, I'm in a fairly happy place with them. Like everybody else, you know, they've been more fun to watch this year just from roster construction standpoint. They are, 7-0 and they have their actual full team together. And probably the biggest thing is I don't think the team they have now is going to be the team at the end of the year. There's going to be some move, whether it's, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a big one like a Zach LaVine or a Bradley Beal or whether it's going to be a smaller one, but they're definitely going to tweak it a little bit. And, you know, it's still.
Yeah, I kind of believe that too. I think that Morey will tweak. Yeah, I think so.
And I think the other thing too is the season's A, still so new, and B, with, you know, the rosters, you know, in flux for everybody like Boston tonight, for example, it's really still too early and too hard to know really who the best teams are. I mean, even, you know, the Nets obviously look great, but we know that also has the chance to be combustible. And, you know, the Bucks haven't been, you know, the Bucks have obviously been good, but they already have 4 losses, you know, at this point in the season, whereas last year they had, 4 losses by, you know, in April or something. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, I think they're in a good spot there. You know, hopefully they can win the next 2 games without Tatum, with Boston shorthanded, and get a game or 2 separation between Boston and go from there.
I like it. It's good work by you, Grant. Thank you, buddy. But doesn't that do anything for you, Chunis? You're making a face.
Yeah.
Make a face.
Yeah, no, it does.
You're making a face. You're ruining the year. Don't pee on the season. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jeff. Yo, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, buddy?
Yo, Anthony, how you been, man? I haven't spoken to you in years.
Really? Really? How you been,
yeah,
bro?
Man, I met you in country, man. You know, one time we bumped into each other, man. You were a friendly man. You were real.
Thank you, brother.
And I love you for that, man. I love you for being real.
Thanks, brother. Well, you know, we're
I love your show,
too. What we do. You know?
You and your partner there. Hey, man, listen, I want to start with lane number one. I was flipping on the TV last night, and I seen Connect Me on a Breakaway.
You got the perfect time. You picked that. Oh, that's fantastic.
I was like, wow, look at that. Number 11.
Yeah, baby. I love it.
He was on fire last night. Oh, my God.
My man.
So, you know, I don't want to put no poison on Ben Simmons or whatever. We know what he is. If you grow up in Philly, you know ball. You play a lot of ball. And Ben Simmons, to me, is hindering the Sixers from winning more games than they can, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm afraid if he has the ball at the end of a game, like he pulled that stunt the other night, Saturday night, and gave me the he scares me now. Yeah. I don't want him to have the ball, Anthony.
No.
I want Curry to have the ball.
I got news for you. You remember how Joe, in that game where he was crazy, right? He was facing the basket. I'd rather have Embiid as my closer facing the basket, breaking the defender down.
Me too. I'm right there with you. Ben don't care about it. He don't shoot or whatever. I want to win games.
Yeah, I know.
What is he talking about?
I know.
I want us to be in first place. I don't know what he's thinking.
I know, and look, it reminds me. Listen, I feel you because I thought the same thing. Memphis game set, like you got Grayson Allen on you. You gotta drive to the cup. Like you gotta attack it. That's the thing that we can't. I think all of us can't get over. I just don't want it to poison the whole season. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it will. I think Doc Rivers is going to pick up on his. He don't have the fortitude. I think Doc's going to pick up on that and put people in place who are going to win games at the end of the game. How about that?
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
That's a coach's choice after a while, Anthony. You just can't let them
right
do this
on.
And keep doing this to us for no reason.
Amen, brother. You're right on. You're right
hey,
on.
Hey, man, thank you, man. Jeff, you have a blessed day,
all
right?
You too, Jeff. Don't be a stranger, all right?
I'll get
thanks,
back
thanks, brother.
You,
appreciate that, man. Please. Take it easy. All right, joining us from ESPN, our hometown hero. We love him. But just... He's the best. And with all this stuff going on in Philadelphia sports, I love to reach out to our people that are national, that are doing well, but his heart is always here. He's my favorite. Kevin Negandhi from ESPN on the Comcast Business Hotline. Yo, Kev.
Hey, what up, man? Nice to talk to you. Honestly, like just from hearing from your producer to you, I just miss the accents, man. It's just so good to just talk to my people here.
You know what? It was funny because Andrew and I were talking about this. And I go, we both said how much we love when you're on the show. Andrew goes, oh, we should just talk to him every week. And I was like, you know what? That's a great idea. It's just our weekly check-in with Kevin. Give him a little taste of home. He can fill us in on what he's doing and his podcast and all the great work when we watch you on ESPN. So it's beautiful. 11:40 Wednesdays, we get to visit with you.
I'd love to do it. I'm honored to be there and join you guys. And honestly, I can't have enough of talking to you guys about Philly. You know, listen, I obviously my job is on a daily grind, which I love, is the 6 p.m. Sports Center. So I'm talking about news across the board, but it's great to check in. And honestly, like with our football team in the news and the way our basketball team's playing, a big test the next couple of days and these next couple games, we'll understand kind of where the growth is here under Doc. Like, that's the stuff I'm excited about. And of course, nice Flyers win last night. So like when you mix all that stuff, it keeps me sane.
All right, so let's start with the coaching search. Two teams left, Eagles and Texans. And here's what we're talking about today, and I'm dying for your answer. Is there a candidate that you go, I'm in love with? I need this guy to be the next coach of the Eagles.
And before I start, I want to know, have you interviewed yet? Has Andrew interviewed yet? Because the way we're going here, it feels like everybody's going to get an interview, like Oprah handing out cars.
I know. So
I've been asked this for the last couple of weeks, who do I want? Who do I want? And I come back to one thing, and it's really got me down. it doesn't matter who I want, because as long as somebody above the head coach is making the personnel decisions and it's the same person, it doesn't matter. I mean, Doug's the perfect example. Like, no matter Doug winning a Super Bowl 3 years later, when you don't have a roster that is up to par with the standards and the expectations of winning a division consistently, it doesn't matter. If you do not draft well, if you hand out bad, bloated contracts, and you get bit on the back end and you're chasing something, it literally does not matter who, and I know I didn't answer your question, but it does not matter who is the head coach of this team, because that's the bottom line. Who has the control of putting together a staff? We didn't see Doug have that control, right? Now, granted, some of the conversations that we've heard post-season with the interview and the post-interview of who's going to be on your staff, and I wasn't impressed with, you know, the names that have been put out there that Doug was putting together. But if a coach doesn't have control on both sides on assembling a staff, and he doesn't have a strong input on who they're drafting to fit a scheme, and he's not a player when it comes to the free agent market and understanding, I want this to fit this. If you don't have that in sync with the guy upstairs and the owner, then it doesn't matter who the head coach is. And I'm telling you, Ant, you're not going to get high-end coaches coming here because they want to be in control. Yeah. Like, I think I talked to you a couple weeks ago. Why would a guy like Lincoln Riley come here when he gets an opportunity to come to the NFL and he doesn't have complete control? That's where I don't understand the process here of finding a head coach, because let's not forget, you know, when we gave Chip all the power, it backfired, and then they did the opposite with Doug. And now, the Josh McDaniels of the world, like, why would I come back to one thing? If things have changed, then great. But why would Josh McDaniel, who's had the chance to be the head coach at Indy, turn it down, change his mind, come to a situation here where he doesn't have access to control? Because how many more opportunities is Josh McDaniels going to get after failing at Denver and burning bridges in Indy? This is probably going to be his next head coaching job is going to be his last one to make good, right? And why would you come into an environment where you do not have a say, or at least a 50-50 say on personnel decisions? And I keep coming back to that. If nothing has changed from previous years, I do not get excited about the prospect of the head coach. And I'm really sorry to depress everybody, but that's been hanging on my head
for a long time. Brilliance from Kevin DeGondi right here. I listen, you're right. You are, which is why I'm hoping, and like you, I think you need a CEO type of coach to come in here. And you, if you get that guy, well, then you'll know that they'll have acquiesced.
Yeah. It goes back to the Parcells quote, Ant. Like, Bill Parcells, one of the greatest coaches of all time, he has talked about, if you do not give me the ingredients, how can I cook something? How can I? And I am clearly paraphrasing and killing that quote. But if I don't have the choices of the ingredients, how can I make something that I like?
I agree.
And it comes down to that. Like, if the coach doesn't have, and I'm not saying all power to the coach like we saw with Chip and it blew up. I'm saying the process of, where is the role of the head coach? Does he have some empowerment to build something? Because if you do not have empowerment, then this place and this prospect of coming here, there's a reason. We're not as bad as Houston, but there's a reason why these two openings are the last two openings in the NFL. I mean, the Lions filled their stuff. You want to know why? Because they had a completely different focus and the GM came in and they're starting from scratch. If you cannot understand that if the problem above is not solved on how they're vetting out talent, bringing it in, then we're going to, no matter what, we're going to be in the same spot year in and year out.
Yes. So this brings us to an interesting conversation piece. Kevin DeGondi, ESPN, with us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Hometown Hero. Do you long for Andy Reid? Because if Andy Reid were still here all these years, and one could also say that he would have drafted Patrick Mahomes, because he sought Patrick Mahomes and drafted Patrick Mahomes at 10. Andy Reid, new quarterbacks. Andy Reid, the only time they weren't in control, he wasn't in control, is when he had his issues with his son and that tragedy, and Joe Banner took over. And look, that dream team was a waste, right? But if Andy yeah. were here, he would be in charge. Is it fair to still have Andy remorse?
No, and I will say this, because the Eagles won a Super Bowl. And I think the final 2 years, I mean, let's not forget about the Juan Castillo disaster, right? Uh-huh. I think the Andy was loyal to his guys. And when you look at his coaching tree, you're like, wow, I'll take Andy Reid's coaching tree over anything that anybody brings up Bill Belichick's coaching tree, right? I come back to one thing. I think to a certain point, a voice, no matter who it is in the NFL, can run its course. Now, Bill Belichick's the anomaly. He's the greatest coach of all time. I think this was beneficial for Philly and the Eagles as an organization and Andy to go to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Start fresh. You don't carry, you know, the disappointment of the NFC Championship games and losing in the Super Bowl. You can create what you want to do, and there's no baggage, right? I think it benefited both sides. And you know why I can say that, Ant? Because we've got a Super Bowl. It's easy to say, right? I think it's a different question if the Eagles don't have the magical 2017 season.
All right. I have another bar question for you. Another barroom question. Would you trade the number 6 overall pick for Matt Rhule and try to pull a Gruden?
Wow. Man, you are tugging at my heartstrings right there. you know what? I would consider it, but why? I come back to why would Matt want to do it when Matt has the security of a contract and an owner that believes in him and trusts him on decision making?
Well, I mean, just say his family like loved Philadelphia,
and they did.
And let's just say they would give him control and say, and an 8-year deal.
Oh man, yeah, I would strongly consider it because we come back to one thing: trust the process. And you know what? Here's a perfect example of that control conversation, right? How the Jets screwed this whole thing up a few years ago.
Yes,
Matt
yes.
and the Jets are talking, and the Jets want to take control of how they're going to build his staff.
Yeah,
and Matt was like, "Why am I coming here for my first head coaching job where I can't have some type of access to the coaching staff I want to create in this environment?"
Correct.
And look at where the Jets are and look at where Matt Rhule's at right now and what he's building in Carolina. Give Carolina 2 more years.
All
and
right.
I'm telling you, everybody around the league will be like, whoa.
I agree.
We want more Matt Rhule's.
Yes.
And let's go back. And you know, Andy, what you're going to see, too, you're going to see a lot of college coaches in the next couple of years start to kick the tires. The guys like Matt Campbell, I'm not saying him specifically, he would, but NFL personnel kicking the tires on Matt Campbell. Because coaches in the college game are realizing, you know, the NIL, you know, the name likeness situation, they are losing that type of control and building that they used to have, and they are going to try to make the jump to the NFL. So keep an eye on how the coaching circles and the hiring process will be in the next 2 to 3 years with big name coaches on the college level jumping to the NFL.
I love that. I completely agree with you. All right. I need you to give out a yo to one of your favorite haunts in Philadelphia, especially during the pandemic, where you want to highlight small businesses, restaurants, bars, you name it, by giving out yos. So give me a favorite yo of Kevin DeGondi.
Man, I would have said, yo, the Sal's Pizza Box. But unfortunately, the pandemic, they just closed shop in my hometown of Phoenixville just a couple months ago. But, you know, where my brother and my mom grab their cheesesteaks, I'll say, yo, Rocco's. And that's where they go in Phoenixville.
I love it. Yo to Rocco's in Phoenixville. Kev, what do you got there? What's going on with the podcast?
So the college football podcast has been great. You know, we just wrapped up the season with Herb Street and Pollock and me, and I get the chance to take a break. And now I wear another hat with college football out. I do the 6 p.m. Sports Center during the week, and then I do college hoops on Monday and Tuesday nights, Big Monday and Super Tuesday in the studio on ESPN. So right when I'm done the 6 p.m., I go across the hallway into
the next studio, Studio Y, and I do college hoops. And so it's never dull. It doesn't end.
That's awesome.
I love what I do, man. So I tell everybody, do your passion, and trust me, the hours go by fast.
That's great. We got Villanova back last night. It was good to see Jay back and the Cats.
They're a machine. They're a machine. The Villanova culture, man. It's incredible with Jay Wright. And as a Temple guy, I tell Jay this all the time. I can't stand you, but man, I respect the hell out of you. What he has done is incredible, and it's not fair the way he dresses. So, like, the guy's got everything going for him. And Villanova fans, you've got a special one. You know that. You don't need me to tell you. What he's done with that program is absolutely incredible.
Awesome, Kev. Have a great week, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Bro, you're the best.
Guys. See you, buddy. There he is, Kevin Negandhi. On the Comcast Business Hotline, bounce forward. We'll come back, open up the phone lines again, talk to our friends. Lots of barroom chatter. The latest one is, what about Andy Remorse? My man Danny said he's got it. And I agree with him.
Yeah.
I know you don't. I know Mike Miss is throwing up in his car right now. I know Toots is throwing up with the green throw-up emoji.
It was time to go.
My man. I'll stick with him. Big guy. All right. Let's talk Gold Nugget Jewelers. My friends at Gold Nugget Jewelers. They've officially opened their doors again. Not only will you be able to shop the largest selection of diamonds at Gold Nugget Jewelers, but thanks to their amazing team, they've raised the bar on how clean and safe the environment is. Look. So if you're thinking about Valentine's Day gifts, look no further than Golden Nugget Jewelers right in the heart of Jewelers Row on 8th and Chestnut. Go in. Go see your own. He's going to give you a whole education on the diamond or the cut and the clarity. You name it. Go look at it. And think, listen, you want to pop the question? Well, you got to have that ring. You got to have the perfect rock to go with it. And it'll help you pick it out within your budget and get you all set up. It's Valentine's Day. It's coming next month. So make sure you're prepared. Go to Golden Nugget Jewelers right there. The official jeweler of the Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, and Eagles. That's it. Golden Nugget Jewelers is where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Noon across the Delaware Valley. Good to see. Good to have Kevin on.
Yeah, he's the greatest. Good man.
I love him, man. He's cool.
Passionate too, man.
Well, that's what I love about him.
Think about it, because he's always has his heart here in Philadelphia, but he's got to talk about the national news and all that stuff. This is like 10 minutes of him being able to just talk straight up Philadelphia sports.
Yeah.
And you can feel it, right? You can feel it in his voice when he talks. It's great.
Yeah, he's into it.
Can't wait to have him weekly.
I love him too, because I'm a big college football fan, so he does a lot. He does a great job in college hoops. So, we'll pick his brain around the tournament time, the whole thing.
Gave some yos out there. That's nice because he knows the spots around here.
Yeah.
Speaking of yos.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
So the Pinkmans.
I love the Pinkmans.
Pinkmans out there again by special request from Andrew Hines. Yo. Andrew Hines, one of the Pinkman yo. But he wants to give a yo to the Perky in Oaks, PA. It's a great barbecue and great place to pound PBRs, which I'm a fan of the PBR.
Where's it at? The Perky?
The Perky. In Oaks, PA.
In Oaks. Very cool, man.
And then some of these Twitter accounts. The Cartridge Koozie tweets in. Rustica Pizzeria in Northern Liberties. He says, best pizza in the city.
That's good pizza.
His name's Charles. He wants to give a yo to Rustica Pizza.
Yo, Charles. That's Rustica. That's good pizza.
Is it? Yeah, I've never had it.
I've had it.
See?
It's good pizza.
Here's big part of the yos. Now I need to go try that out. all these places that people are sending in, I'm putting them on a list.
Well, I really want to. It all started, if you remember, on Instagram, Pierre's Chocolates.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It all started. And I said to you, I go, dude, with all the. We were talking about chocolate covered pretzels.
Right.
Right? And yeah, and Pierre, my man.
He's in New Hope, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. Weighs in on the chocolate covered pretzel. So I said to you, dude, you know, listen, I wish we could, you know, raise a huge amount of money and be able to give, you know, on behalf of small business. Like, Dave Portnoy from, I think Dave does such a great job.
Oh, he's saving businesses left and right.
I admire him. And I do. I admire him. I just admire what Dave has done with Barstool and, you know, going around and helping small business. I love that. I'm a big fan of mom and pop. I really am fan of mom and pop. So, you know, I want this to be a thing, not just to die down every once in a while, you know, throw a yo out, but I want it to be a regular feature on the show. I told the Tunis, we should just, all these businesses, whether it's a bar, a pizza joint, whether it's just a business, you sell refrigerators or you know, auto parts.
Right, exactly.
Or you're a driver or whatever you do.
Yeah, one of our first days we did whatever this, like a carpet, somebody gave a yo to a carpet company because they were getting carpets installed from them that
right.
day.
Right. And again, if the show, it helps if the show's on, you listen to the show at your place of business so we can give out a yo. Like I know at Boys Town, Girls Town on Passyunk Avenue. Right? That's Cousin Joey's store.
Right.
He's got the show on.
Right.
All right.
And we, so, did, we had the Champs Bar and Grill.
Yes.
We got a yo from Ted the other day. You want to give a yo to the servers and everybody that works there at the Champs?
Yeah. So we find that important, right? We really do. We want to try to do our part, and I wish we hit the lottery because I, you know, is that still up?
I haven't heard of a winner yet.
It was up to like 700
million.
Or I
just don't know because I didn't win. Let me check.
You know, there was two of them, right? I thought the Powerball.
Yeah, Powerball and Mega Millions were both up there high.
Yeah, find out, you know. Because that would be, you want to talk about being able to play Santa, right? You hit one of those and you immediately start a fund. Aaron in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Big A!
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, man, I'm going to try to go through these real quick for you, the four, if I can.
You're
number
late,
one,
yes.
Man, number one, man, the Flyers, I love them, but I think they're missing something, and I'm going to tell you what I think they're missing. They're missing a Wayne Simmons type, a mucker, a grinder, a guy that, you know, you get up in somebody's face, you just roll over there with the skates, and you know what I mean, they get away from them. I don't see that on this team. And Bob was talking about this morning, too, like, they need, you know, like they need somebody like that on that team to, you know, to make them like kind of not scared, but you know, you can't be pushing us around on certain ways on certain, you know, plays and all that.
Yeah,
that's just one. That's the only thing I think they're missing. They can go far.
Yes,
they can go far without that, but they can go far. All right, I'm ready to throw my hat in with Deuce, man. I just want a Deuce now. I just want Deuce.
Okay.
Because I, you know, he knows what's going on. He knows the culture. He's been here, seen everything that's going on. And know how to deal with this brass because anybody coming here, they're going to have to deal with Howie. They're going to have to deal with, Jeffrey Lurie. So this ain't looking like an attractive job right now until they get Howie out the picture sometime down the road. Maybe they can do with Deuce in there, get rid of Howie and then somebody else can come with some clout and then win something. That's the only thing I can see because ain't nobody coming in here right now the way this thing is laid out that's any good, you could say. I ain't saying that Deuce won't be good.
No, because it's fair to say anybody with a lot of clout is going to want to have control.
Right.
You're going to want to come in and go, hey, guys, like, you know, if you want to work with me / mm-hmm. for me, I'm down. But, right. Hey, Mr. Owner, no, you don't get any picks. You know, we can have a conversation, but I don't owe you the pick. I owe the Eagles the pick, the team that you own.
And I don't know if you're talking about that because I'm in and out of my truck. Simmons, he's not going to sour my season when I look at the games. If they win, I'm happy they won. I don't care if he shoots 0 for 25 or he don't take a shot. As long as the Sixers win, I'm good.
All right,
so I'm not looking at him to, you know, one player ain't going to do that for me for a team.
I know.
I can't do that.
Oh, I'm glad, Aaron. Thank you, brother. I'm glad that you are like that because there's a lot of conversation around it, and there's a lot of, like, it's starting to wear him. The first thing I thought about as, you know, Sixers and Celtics is, oh, man, you know, the specter of Ben is haunting us. Well, it's driving people so nuts that they can't enjoy the team. We started off so happy. They were 7-1. We were all excited, right? Big brain on Daryl, Doc. I don't want to lose the fervor. We lost the fervor.
Yeah, we did. And
it was a shame.
It's not Ben's fault. It's COVID's fault, right? Like, you know, left and right guys weren't playing. And as you mentioned, 7-1, there's the numbers out there. I've seen Paul Hambekidis tweeting about them when the whole crew was out there, the starting five. Their offensive rating is, you know, up in the league, tops in the league. Defensive rating's up there and all that stuff. So, you know, it's a shame what's going on. And that's why when the whole trading for Harden thing was out there, I kind of was pinching myself, trying to remind myself, hey, they were 7-1 before COVID, right? Like before COVID hurt the team, before Embiid missed a few games, they were 7-1. But then I can't help but also think, all right, on nights like that, when you are missing guys, whether it's the big man or the shooters around Ben, all that stuff, I still need him to step up. And that's the thing. I know that when everything's great and all, he plays well, he plays his role, he has his role, the team's winning. But there will be times when he needs to step up, whether the guys, there might be nights when the guys are there. Like the first game against the Heat, which was the second game of a back-to-back, and everybody else played except him in that first game. So he should have been the guy that had all the energy, and he gave you 5 points. So I can't help but go, whether the full complement of players are there or not, there's times where he's got to come up big, and he just hasn't. And that's why I was bummed out when the Harden deal didn't happen, and that's why moving forward, when I still watch this team play, there are going to be spots where I can't help but get frustrated.
Here's the thing, though. Again, and listen, I don't want to revisit the hard thing. I get it. There's a lot of people. You were bummed out.
Yeah.
And I still think, and again, I could be wrong, and who knows, but I still think that you would have shortened your window, and it was not a lot. It wasn't a Moses lock that you were going to win a title.
Right, and that's why I'm not yelling and screaming, screw the Sixers. They should have, like...
But
I was
the fact
more so
that you're bummed
out.
Like, you know, that bothers me.
Okay.
Because I don't want to see you bummed out.
Thanks, man.
You know?
I appreciate
that. And I don't
want
to see, listen, I enjoy, genuinely enjoy, but here's the thing. I really have no, agenda here. The only thing I like, I enjoy the job a lot better when people are happy.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah, you always have.
It's just in my nature.
Oh, you guys like it when the teams are bad because of ratings. No, we get miserable.
Right.
We're fans.
I like it when people are happy and we're fine. Hey, what about that? Oh my God, it was fantastic. You know, but like when people are joyful, it really adds to the warmth of the program. So I want the show to be warm, right? Inviting, that kind of toasty pub that you walk in on a cold winter day, right? That's why I want the show to feel.
Right.
So when they're winning, it's great. Now, I don't want you to be sour, and they're a good team. They could win the division, even with Harden in Brooklyn. They could win the division.
Yeah, that'll be tough. Because my only thing is, all right, who are they? Ben's going to deal one of them. Probably Durant.
I don't know. The Kook hasn't played yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's going to
affect
he and Durant.
Yeah, it could completely blow up in their faces.
And I got to tell you, like, I rooted against it. Like, I was not a fan of his before, but now it's heightened my hate. Like, it's now, I'm now on the other side. It's funny. I'm on the other side of hate now. I before disliked him, but I hate him now. Like, I root against
him. Right, okay.
You know, it's funny, because we tend to do, and sometimes it's not healthy, but you take a stand, right?
Yes.
And so then you root for your stand. So, you know, now it's like, I hear all, like, the Mikey misses, all the pro-Hardens. It's like, oh, I just really now, I hate him even more.
Do you know what a hussy is, Frank? That's a pig that don't fly straight. Neither do you, Frank.
Frank.
What he says is just great.
It's the greatest, man. It's truly the greatest. Let's go to Matthew. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, how are you?
What's up, Matthew?
I'm good. First time calling, actually.
Welcome, buddy.
Thanks. So, I wanted to focus on the Eagles and the draft because, like, as soon as I saw we got the number 6 pick, that's the first thing that flew to my mind. What are we going to do with it?
So, what are you... At 6, your choice is probably going to go down to one of the wide receivers, probably Ja'Marr Chase, right? That's probably he'll be there. Or you got the cornerback who will be there. I don't think the offensive lineman will be there. So which way are you feeling right now?
Well, I personally would prefer to go with Chase because I saw a post where I said one time where Harry Roseman said to Carson Wentz, as soon as we draft you, we're going to try to give you as many weapons as possible. Well, that hasn't happened in 4 years. I mean, our wide receivers are so bad. You can throw me in there and I'll get a touchdown. So, I think we need to give him some weapons. And I think Ja'Marr Chase is the perfect one. He's tall. He's physical. 202. He's better than Justin Jefferson. But if he's not there, and neither is Smith, then I'd probably go with the corner because our pass defense, especially deep, can be atrocious sometimes. I mean what do we have?
Patrick
only
Surtain is such a polished corner. I mean,
I know.
You know, I mean, that's something.
He's perfect. He's perfect. He's like what we need. He's like the full pass.
Really good technique, you know.
Yeah. It's tall, it's physical. And the problem is, I don't know if I trust Howie. Because, like, we had, like, last year, we had Justin Jefferson on a plate, literally right in front of us. And out of nowhere, he goes and he takes Jalen Reagor, who missed half of the season. Was like completely unproductive. It was basically a waste of first round pick.
Yeah, I hear you.
And then I saw a video.
I hear. I feel your pain. I don't know if I can even. You know, I'm so worn out by that draft. These last two drafts were horrific.
I know. I couldn't.
I mean, they were horrific drafts.
I couldn't.
You know.
I couldn't. It was just too hard for me to watch.
We go back to that Friday after the first round. The Reagor thing, I'm like beside myself because CeeDee Lamb, like you had to go trade up for CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm. And then when you didn't get CeeDee Lamb, you still have Justin Jefferson.
I know.
He's fourth best. He can do this. He can be the next Alshon Jeffrey. He can play in the slot. And he's good in everything. And you decided to go with a speed guy when every scout in the organization was.
Right. Well,
Jefferson.
Matthew, thank you, buddy. I know. I hear you. I hear you. I loud and clear. I remember thinking the same thing. At worst, you got a great slot corner, a great slot receiver. But he could play outside, as you found out.
Yep.
Now, I didn't know he could play outside either. Like you wondered, there's a possibility. He had the speed. He ran. He ran a 4.2.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The combine. So,
1,400 yards receiving later. We go, great.
He can play every spot.
He can do a lot for
every
you.
Every wide receiver spot. Coming up.
We don't need him.
All right, so coming up, there's a really interesting mock draft. And I got to ask you about it. It's a wild mock draft.
Howie picked somebody from Middle Tennessee State.
The Eagles do not take Ja'Marr Chase. I'll read you the whole draft. And it has to do with, too, how do you want to approach this thing? And I want to throw this in the mix. Lots of good barroom talk. The Andy remorse. My man Danny's got Andy Reid remorse all these years.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy
still
the win.
Still has
man.
It. And I agree with him. All these years. Wow, this and that. Come on. The guy, that's the CEO, and you miss him. The only reason why he ran into any kind of trouble is because he lost power within the organization. All right. We'll come back in just a moment. And Keith Pompey with some Sixers talk in a little bit. Let's talk Exceva. Life comes at us hard these days. We're rolling 100 miles an hour. We're stressed out, exhausted, run down, dehydrated, headaches, body aches. We're working overtime to protect ourselves from getting sick. So here's the deal. You need a positive way to recharge, refuel, give the body a great armor. You got it with Exceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. That's correct. Exceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy with a game changer. So here's the deal. Imagine flooding your body with the vitamins, nutrients, amino acids, and hydration you need to boost your immune system, elevate your mood, elevate your energy level, replenish your reserves. It's a big deal. And it can really change your outlook and just improve your daily life. We're talking vitamins, nutrients, hydration administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Exceva's modern infusion suites. Right, so you relax in a massage chair, kind of disappear for a little bit. It's an IV of goodness, and you get your infusion in front of a flat screen, your phone, whatever you want, disappear. It takes about 45 minutes, and you feel the difference. Visit and learn more about Exceva's vitamin therapies by going to Exceva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Exceva, replenish, recharge, relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cuz Radio Tune is 97.5 The Fanatic. Our 12 o'clock hour has been brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. You can get 0% financing for 72 months and a $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com.
All right.
All right, Tunis. A couple things I want to get to. Keith Pompey will join us in about 10 minutes, talk some Sixers Celtics. You got some open lines. If you want to get in right now, it's 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975 as we lunchtime on Inauguration Day. Let us go, and I want to read you Brendan. Now, Brendan's plan is this. Carson to the Colts for a 2 and a 5. Then trade back in the draft with a team looking to move up for a quarterback. Picking up a 2 and a 4 in the process. You got to pay the $34 million anyway, right? But he's fixable, I believe, but the rest of the roster is too bereft of talent for him to ultimately succeed. great use of the word bereft.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have 3 seconds, 2/4, and 2/5, along with your someone at your first. So, as a rebuild idea, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, if they decided they want to go into a rebuild, then yeah, that makes sense.
Well, and his point is, listen, Carson can't succeed here because there's just not enough talent.
Yeah, but my thing is, because I still believe in Carson Wentz, I don't think he's, you know, the worst quarterback of all time. You bring in Ja'Marr Chase, now all of a sudden we're talking talent. Right away, you have now talent to throw to, which he hasn't had in his entire time here in Philadelphia, except for a younger Alshon, and he wasn't.
Okay, so does that mean you're going to win with Ja'Marr Chase added to the mix?
No, but it's a start in terms of, you know, reshaping this team.
How good, A, will Carson be fixed? You got to protect Carson.
Right.
Your defense, we were talking about bereft of talent.
Mm-hmm.
That defense is starting to look down.
I agree with you, but this is, I don't expect them to win this year, right? So now this year's goal is fix Carson Wentz. And you're not going to fix Carson Wentz
without
Jalen Reagor and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Alshon's still going to be here, I'm sure, somehow, because why wouldn't he be? All these guys are still going to be here. You're not going to fix them with the same talent. You need to fix them with a guy like Ja'Marr Chase. You know, obviously, Devontae Smith's not going to be there at 6. But regardless, you need a guy that he can go to on a 3rd and 7, on a 3rd and 8, or a 2nd and long. You need a guy to get some chunk plays. And that's one way you can start fixing Carson Wentz. I'm not saying that they're going to be 10-6 and win the division. Hey, they lose in the playoffs, lose in the playoffs. When I look at the offensive line, which does still scare me, I put more hope into it that Lane Johnson stays healthy for a year. Hope Brandon Brooks stays healthy for a year. Who knows about Jason Kelce, if he's going to come back or not. And then I hope that Mailata can be a left tackle for 16 games. Now the only position I'm concerned about on that offensive line is the same position I've been concerned about for years, and that's Isaac Seumalo at left guard. So now I got the offensive line a little more shored up. I got the guy that Carson Wentz can go to. You still have Dallas Goedert. You still have Miles Sanders. The defense is a mess, but you have now a year to try to fix that with the draft. You have free agency the following year. You have the draft the following year. If your quarterback is fixed, you're a team that can win. I mean, you look at some of the teams in the NFL. I'm not saying Wentz is Rodgers. I'm not saying Wentz is Brady. You name it. But are those defenses top five defenses in the league right now? No, they're there because their quarterbacks are playing like MVPs. I'm not saying Wentz will ever get back to an MVP level, but if he's close, if he's top 10 quarterback again, forget top 5, top 10 quarterback again, you can build your defense over a couple of years. So that's my way of thinking.
All right, so here you'll like this mock draft.
Okay.
This is from CBS Sports. Number one, of course, to Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Number two to the Jets, Zach Wilson.
Okay, makes sense.
Now, it could be interesting, but there's a lot of talk that the Jets would trade that pick to Houston for Deshaun Watson.
Which I think they should, because Zach Wilson a lock?
No.
Exactly. Deshaun Watson, you know, even with a god-awful team in Houston, played well.
Right, exactly. So, but they're saying that, you know, that somebody who needs a quarterback is going to go second.
Yes.
Number three, Carolina takes Justin Fields. I don't know about that mock.
Okay.
But they say Justin Fields goes third. This is crazy. Number four, Mac Jones, Alabama quarterback.
What?
So the first four picks
get the hell out of here.
In this mock from CBS Sports.
This is Prisco.
Is quarterbacks. He says this: NFL teams seem to like Jones more than media folks, so this may seem way too high for the Alabama quarterback. While he's no real threat to run,
None. He
does everything else at a high level. Matt Ryan will be back for the 21 season for the Falcons, and Jones can take over in year 2.
Yeah,
so he's got Mac Jones.
I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback, but number four?
Yep. Number five, Sewell goes to the Bengals.
Yep, offensive lineman.
Because they need to
protect Burrow. Oh, my God. I felt so bad for the kid.
But I can't imagine he's going to be there for him. But if he is, great. Number six, the Eagles are up.
Yes.
And who's on the board?
Devontae Smith.
Correct.
All right.
Devontae Smith.
How he decides to go with a receiver from, like, Trenton.
Number seven, Ja'Marr Chase to the Lions. Number eight, Jaylen Waddle to the Dolphins. So they got
three straight receivers.
They go four. This is crazy. Four quarterbacks in a row to start the draft. An O-lineman. Then three straight receivers. Number nine is Caleb Farley. He's the cornerback from Virginia Tech.
Yep.
They like him better than Surtain. Yeah. Some people do. They're both Farley and Surtain are both 6'2", taller corners. Trey Lance goes to the Steelers at pick 10.
Wow. Okay.
Trey Lance is the Carson Wentz redo. He's got another great name, Trey Lance.
Yes,
Lance. Trey Lance. Pick up Trey Lance. So there you go. That's your 10. So 11, the Giants would take Micah Parsons, who we love at Penn State. Surtain goes to the Niners.
That's oh my God.
12.
That defense is already good.
Pick 13. The Chargers get Kyle Pitts, who's a stud.
Yeah, that's
Kyle
perfect Pitt. For Herbert.
Right? So you got your 6'6 quarterback throwing to your 6'6 tight end
slash receiver.
And then another O lineman goes to Minnesota, Vera Tucker. Zaven Collins, who's a linebacker out of Tulsa, goes to New England. And then after that is the rest of the draft.
Who goes at, what's the Colts pick?
Colts are at, let's see here.
Because the Eagles trade Wentz for a one.
Tevin Jenkins, offensive lineman, Oklahoma State. 6'6", 320.
Jeez.
It's a big man right there. There you go. That's your mock. Is that crazy or what?
I mean, yeah, I'll take Devontae Smith. Please.
So Mac Jones?
I don't see that at all.
I don't either. I don't see four quarterbacks.
Unless they're afraid that they can't get him later. I don't know. Or do you trade back for Mac Jones? You know what I mean? If you're picking four or five, what is Atlanta? Is four?
Yeah. They take Mac Jones.
Do they see comps in Ryan and Jones? Like, is that what they're doing here?
Dude, I don't think
he's good quarterback, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I look at him, I don't know if I see an NFL quarterback out of him.
And he only played, 1 year at Bama? Because he's been behind the Hurts and Tua.
Yeah.
Right, this is only a year.
Yeah.
As a quarterback of Bama.
No, he wasn't.
And look at everybody around.
By the way, he wasn't even supposed to start.
Right.
And at one point, they thought Tua's brother would be better than him.
Yes.
But he wound up transferring.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
But, I mean, think about that. Like, you know, he played 1 year at Bama, and he had Waddle. He had all those guys, right?
Pretty wild. It's pretty wild. Now, again, when you throw into Waddle and Devontae Smith, you know, and you got the best running back on the planet, you're pretty much set up to succeed as a quarterback behind that offensive line. Let's switch gears. We got Sixers C's tonight. And joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Bounce Forward, the great beat writer for the Inquirer, Inquirer.com, covers the Sixers, an all-around great guy, Keith Pompey. Keith!
What's up, my man? How you doing,
Yo,
brother?
Yo, man, Happy New Year, brother. I haven't spoken to you so far.
No, where you been hiding at, bro?
I know. I don't even get a chance to see you. It sucks, man. I want to get back on the road. They won't let me in the building.
Yeah, well, hopefully soon, the second half, maybe towards the end of the season. But who knows? Maybe you get to go in the playoffs.
That would be better.
Yeah, I miss those trips, though, man. I like hanging on the road with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a road kind of guy. I enjoy that stuff. So I got so much to ask you about. But I guess let's start with the obvious, and that's the whole the plight of Ben. And what do you think the deal is with Ben when it comes to just the scoring? Forget about shooting or anything else. But last year when Joe was out, Ben scored some. Like he was really aggressive offensively, scoring the ball. How come that's dropped off so much?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, figuring out his new role. Secondly, you know, is a different coach, different system. You know, Ben was always that attack type of guy. You know, now you look at it and you see Ben Simmons trying to, like, you know, okay, I got Danny Green. Okay, I got these other guys. Let me try to get them the ball. But I also think it's mental. Like, I think that, you know, sometimes instead of just going out there and attacking, we're seeing Ben doing a little bit too much thinking, you know, and, you know, there's certain times where, like, okay, they play against Orlando. He goes out and he attacks, you know, but then next time they play in Toronto and he doesn't attack, you know, so I think he's thinking a little bit too much. And I think that he just needs to go out there and just be like the baddest mother on the planet. You know what I mean? That's what he has to do. But I think he's thinking a little bit too much.
Yeah, I'm with you. We've been all waiting to be the baddest MF-er on the planet, man. Come on. Like, you think about it. Keith, he's got Grayson Allen on him against Memphis. It's like, dude, just attack the cup. I mean, you got Grayson Allen on you.
Yeah, that was one of those things. Now, again, like, you know, after the game, he was actually asked this. Ben, is your knee bothering you? Are you 100% healthy? Because, you know, that was a great question because, you know, I assumed the same because, you know, you're looking at him and you're saying to yourself, like, you know, this guy isn't doing what he used to do. Right. And you ask yourself, like, what is the major problem? But, yeah, you're right. The whole Grayson Allen thing. And then also, you know, there are certain times that, you know, in Ben Simmons' defense, I'm just going to say this about Ben. Like, I think we've seen videos of Ben Simmons, right? We've seen all this other stuff. But Ant, you're around. Whenever we ask him questions about his shot, he always says, hey, my job is to get other people the ball.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then each year we always get frustrated, and I know it can be frustrating,
yeah,
but it wasn't like he was the guy saying, I'm a change. It's like people are trying to change him. And you look at the money he's making, he's an all-star, and you expect more, and he's just not giving it to us.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, this is who he is. He's never fronted to say that, I'm more than this. You know what I mean? This is me.
Right. I guess what drives people insane is just the idea of, all right, like, I think they can get over the fact that he's not going to stop and pop, but just, you know, you should still be able to go to the rim. Like, we watch you go to the rim and score. You know, all you got to do is develop a couple of moves. Like, he had a couple. Sometimes I don't understand them. Like, when Miami puts up the Ben wall, like, there's a way where you don't just have to barrel through Kelly Olynyk. You can slither. Like, he's a great athlete. Like, he's like a beautiful athlete. He should be able to slither without just barreling in and picking up an offensive foul.
Yeah, you're right. He should do that. And see, the one thing that I think that's really frustrating people, too, is that when you look at guys like, okay, tonight, Jaylen Brown, who went third in Ben Simmons' draft class. You know, a guy like I forget the dude who went number two, man. His name just escaped me. But, you know, you look at all these guys and you see how Ben used to be so far superior to them, and they all implemented things to their game, and Ben is still the same player. You know what I mean? Like, now, again, we know he can shoot the three, but he just doesn't do it, or he rarely does it now. So I think that's a major concern, too, because you look at him.
Oh, Ingram.
Brandon Ingram, thank you.
No, he did. He became more of an all-around player. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he became more of an all-around player. And you look at Ben and, you know, transcended. And then, you know, when he gets these triple-doubles,
it's like to a point where now, before they meant something, you know, now people are saying, we don't care about the triple doubles. We want to see you take over a game.
Right.
And it just seems like that's just not his personality at this particular time.
Yeah, no, I know. I think that piece of it drives people insane. I'm curious about what you think of a lineup. When they're all healthy and they're all playing, I would move Maxey next to Simmons, like what we envisioned Fultz to be the secondary ball handler, a guy can create his own shot and stop and pop next to Simmons, and then bring Curry off the bench. But you could close with Curry. But to start the game, I like to see Maxey next to Ben and play the Fultz role.
You know what? I can see where you're coming from, but I don't like that. The reason why I see where you're coming from is because I'm worrying about the spacing for Joel. To me, that's the most important thing.
Yeah,
is the spacing for Joel. Like, I love Maxey, a great player. You know, he has a huge upside. He's going to be very good, but. You know, I don't think he's a consistent enough 3-point shooter to provide the spacing. And then some people may say, well, what about Danny Green? What about Danny Green coming off the bench? Well, I think that, you know, Danny Green fits well in the starting lineup.
Yeah, he's a spot up guy.
He's a spot up guy, but not only that, because I feel like if you bring a guy like, let's say, Shake Milton, who's starting, you know, Shake Milton's job is to get buckets. Well, he really can't do that to keep a great rhythm with the starting lineup,
right?
So I like it the way it is right now just because I like seeing Maxey coming off the bench, going to work. I like seeing Shake coming off the bench, going to work. I don't know if they would have that same type of balance, so to speak, if they brought these other two guys off the bench
right now. It's interesting. Like I agree with that. Like, to me, Shake is Lou Williams. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know. So I love Shake where he's at. The only tweak I would do, and the only reason why, and you bring up a fair point about Maxey's 3-point shooting, I guess I want to start that way. Like, I don't need, you know, to go down low to Joe early in the game. I could if I want, but, you know, if he's up top, it's fine. I could have Ben being in the dunker spot at times with Maxey holding the ball. It just gives me some options. And if I want to go easy to start the game – and kind of save Joe for his dominance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all. I mean, I was always enamored with a secondary ball handler who can create his own shot next to Simmons. I guess that's kind of, I still have that in my head. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, it does make a lot of sense. I just, you know, Joel, like, it's weird. Like, Joel is the beast. And here's the crazy thing. Like, as much as we want to talk about how good guys are and how good this bench is and some of the players on the bench are, you know, the fact remains is they're like 7-0 when all their starters play, and they're 2-5 when they, you know, miss at least one of them. And the thing is, those two victories came against Miami. So, you know, although that lineup, we may say, okay, some of these guys aren't as good as we think, or they're not. Or maybe they could tweak it a little bit. The fact remains is that, you know, they're 7-0 when all these guys are in the lineup. You know, I don't know if I would want to mess with that a little bit right now.
I can totally dig it. Keith Pompey with us does a great job covering the Sixers. Enquirer.com. Keith, tonight, Curry's out tonight? I thought he was going to play. There's a report that he's out tonight.
Well, I mean, I know he's active. He's no longer in the, what do you call it? He's no longer on the injury report.
Right.
Because of the COVID. Now, the thing is, if you don't practice, do you really want him to play in the game?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I have to figure that out, you know, see what's going on. But you saw the report that he is definitely out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we'll see. I guess with no Tatum, you could also be a little bit easier with him without Tatum playing for Boston.
Yeah, but you know what? Tatum is good. Now, the thing about Boston is a team that's in the same situation with the Sixers. Not quite, but similar. And the similar situation is, you know, they got guys who are they trying to get together. I mean, they've been there a year ago.
but they're all trying to get them all together. Like, you know, Kemba Walker, he played one game. You know, now Jason Tatum is out. So they're trying to find their rhythm. But the thing is, Tatum is great, but the guy, Jaylen Brown, is really bald.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this guy is playing well.
He turned in. Like, he became a great shooter. Like, he was never a good – he was a knuckleball, half a knuckleball shooter, and now he's just bagging threes, man. He's become a player.
Yeah, he should have made the All-Star team last year, and he was a little robbed.
Yeah,
I think that, you know, I'm telling you, this Boston Celtics team, and I know people in Philly don't want to hear it, but I believe that the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets are going to be the two teams competing in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, just because of Boston is deep, young.
That's just I root against both teams. Oh, I hate them both. Oh, horrible. Hey, Keith. I could talk all day to you, man. I got to get you back. We got to go over to Lee. I want to talk about Brooklyn with you. So if when your schedule lightens up a bit, I need a little bit more, all right?
All right, brother. You're the all man. Right, my man.
Yo, be safe, all right? Watch yourself.
Yeah, I'll definitely try.
All right, good man. Good man. Take right, it man, easy, babe. There he is, Keith Pompey. Hello. Hey, Keith's great. Great, too. Comcast Business Hotline. All right, let's talk Pico and energy savings with Pico. The great people at Pico. They're always looking to make sure that we're saving energy, that they're doing right by you. And here's an important message. You can save energy and money with Pico when you schedule an energy assessment. Now, here's what it is. The Pico expert will help you identify areas in your home you could be wasting energy. They'll create a personalized report for ways you can help lower your bill. Plus, you're going to receive a free energy-saving product. Schedule your assessment today. You may qualify for a free energy checkup. Here's what you got to do. Visit pico.com/assessment or call them 888-5-PICO-SAVE. Look, guys, it's a no-brainer. Call Pico now, 888-5-PICO-SAVE. Schedule your home energy assessment right now. You can visit them again online, pico.com/assessment. Pico, save you money.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Happy Wednesday. Inauguration Day across the Delaware Valley. Cousin Tunis hanging out with you. All right. Couple things. One, I gave that CBS mock draft, which was wild, having all four quarterbacks go high. 1, 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks. Now, they had Carolina trade up with Miami to get Justin Fields.
Right.
So one of the things that we're talking about today as we divvied up all of our sports conversation in the lane, in the super highway of conversation. Lane one, Flyers. Right? That's just the cruising lane.
Right. You're either listening to that, or of course you're listening to the other song that you can... Beer.
Yeah. I love it. I do. I love it. I don't know why that stupid commercial brought that song back into my life. I love it. I do a thing with the kids where I play two songs for them. I say, which ones you like better? On the way to school.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah. We're going to do that on the show.
All right. Oh, I like that.
Right? On Fridays.
Okay.
We're going to call it the Friday Vibe.
Oh, that's a great name. All right. Yes.
All right. So we'll come out with the details.
This is educational.
We'll figure it out. But I do it like as a little game with the kids, and I play two songs. I always have John Kincaid on.
Yes.
But I take a break from John when he goes to the commercial, and we play two songs, and we do our eye kick because I drive them to school every day. What songs do you like better? So they pick Smokey today.
Was that right?
It was Smokey against Lou Rawls. Baby. We went old school soul.
Lou Combs?
R&B. No, no.
My
Lou,
guy?
No, Lou Rawl. Anyway, they chose Smokey. So, lane one, Flyers cruising. Lane two, Sixers. Excuse me, lane two was the traffic jam lane. On the Eagles coaching search. There's a car that's going into all the lanes, but it's emanating out of lane two. That's the Sixers, the Eagles coaching search. All over the place, yet no movement. Lane three, Sixers Celtics, and Ben spoiling the season. Because Tunis is obsessed. So's Nick and Anthony and a bunch of other people obsessed by Ben.
Because the truck stopped right in the middle of the road.
And lane four is the quarterback lane, which is an interesting lane because Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees both made it official. They're both retired. That, of course, leads the option open.
Right.
Do you trade for Ben? God. Do you trade for Carson? If you're Indianapolis, do you say, listen, you know what? I'm going to take Wentz. I'm going to give you a late first-round pick.
I'll give you Wentz and Simmons.
Yeah, right.
Simmons can go to the Pacers.
Do you do that trade?
I'm not. I'm not doing the trade because I still think you can try to find a way to fix this guy. I feel like they've just completely screwed him up year in, year out, not having a weapon. So if that CBS mock draft hits, which is the best-case scenario for the Eagles because you get Devontae Smith, awesome. If that's not how it goes, but you can still get Jamar Chase, awesome. It's the first time he's had a talent to throw to, a legit talent. I can't give up on a kid who's never had help. I can't give up on a kid because one of the receivers has his mom holding an umbrella during practice. I can't give up on the kid for that. I got rats in the locker room. I can't give up on that. You know, I believe the GM's a weasel. I can't give up on that. You know? I can't give up on the kid because he's had no help. Now, he himself is a mess. He himself is the traffic jam.
Who's the other weasel we were just talking about? Wasn't there another weasel?
Oh, Voracek called Sikorsky a weasel.
That's right.
You're such a weasel.
That's hysterical. all right. So... The other barroom conversation that came about was one of our listeners, Danny, on the text board says, I miss Andy Reid. I still miss Andy Reid. And in fact,
he said, miss Andy Reid the day they fired him?
Yeah, in fact, he said, first of all, the only reason why they went off kilter was because he lost power within the organization.
Yeah, Banner, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Howie and Banner.
Yep.
Right?
Dream team.
Right? So that's the only reason why that he took a right turn. He took a left turn for Andy Reid. But here's what he said, and he's right. If Andy Reid was still the coach forever, right, he would have taken Patrick Mahomes. He traded up. He identified Patrick Mahomes. And traded up to get him at 10. We would have had Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback.
Well, now Tyrone brings up a point.
That's what Danny said.
Tyrone brings up a point. Would he have traded up to get Wentz? Because that draft happened prior to the Mahomes.
No, he would not have. We would never have had the North Dakota. That we would have never have happened. Andy
would have traded up for any other quarterback.
No, Andy had his eye on Mahomes for 2 years.
Two? Like five. We went through Chip, don't forget.
No. Prior to that draft, Andy had his eye on Mahomes.
So we would have dealt with 4 or 5 more years of Vic.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's exactly it. And then the next thing you know,
you want to trade up for
Patrick Mahomes, baby. He had Foles. Remember, Andy drafted Foles.
Foles stinks as Tyrone.
Oh, that's great. Listen, I'm joking to
he could have trained for Alex Smith. Alex Smith could have been the quarterback at Philly.
That's right. And until Pat, we would have had the discount, the Patrick Mahomes discount. You would have walked around with his hairdo.
Yes.
And we'd be in the Super Bowl.
Pour ketchup on our steaks.
Well, if Andy was still here, we would have had a Super Bowl. Yeah, we would have. We'd be on our second right now. Going to our second.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, it's a fun barroom conversation. Let's get to Mark. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mark.
What's up, Cuz? What's up, Tunis? How
are you doing, Marky?
I'm all right. It's been a couple weeks since I called. I mean, with all this, the Eagles are just in a dark place. You're right. The smooth lane is the Flyers. Nice, calm, cool, collected. Sixers, everyone gets edgy over Ben Simmons. And the Eagles are a travesty. An absolute mess, man. I don't understand. I mean, does Howie Roseman have something on Jeffrey Lurie to still have a job? Because it doesn't make any sense. I mean,
well, here's where it does make sense. When Jeffrey is picking players. No, I'm serious. He is a big part of personnel.
And
that's why it makes sense.
It's rough, man. I mean, it's like I don't even know who should coach the team. I don't really want Josh McDaniels. We missed out on Robert Saleh. That was kind of my guy. I mean, I don't know why we don't just give the keys of the kingdom over to Deuce. Even though when you get the keys of the kingdom for the Eagles coaching job, you actually don't get the keys of the kingdom. You just get the title. We're in a scary spot. And then the whole number six overall draft pick. It's like, yeah, we can get a wide receiver and we can end up like the Detroit Lions, or we can draft the cornerstone cornerback in Surtain, or even gain draft capital by moving back.
Yeah.
I'm in awe of how bad the roster is. The roster.
See, that's the problem when you look at the roster, it needs so much work that as much as I love those receivers, both Devontae Smith and Ja'Marr Chase, you need a lot of work, man. You got a lot of work that needs to be done.
I mean, yeah. Well, Lurie, if he's really picking the players.
O-line, right?
Yep.
You got no edge rusher.
The past 3 years, we didn't draft who we were supposed to draft, and now everyone realizes that we're in this position to where now we need everything. I mean, I say this all the time. Like, we missed on Metcalf, missed on McLaren, and last year we passed on Jefferson. Didn't even miss, just passed. Just passed. And then didn't draft a linebacker. Like, the team is, I feel like the only scenario to go is just a complete rebuild. I mean, the quarterback controversy.
It goes back. So you would trade Wentz. If I got you a late one from Indy, would you trade Wentz?
I mean, we're going to have to pay him anyway, right? And yeah. I just don't. I guess you have to. And McLean's story. Why would I want Wentz on my football team? It's a bad, bad, bad situation.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Marky, good stuff, man. It goes back. Mark illustrates the point where we talk about the candidates. There's nobody that you go, oh, I got to have this guy.
Right. Not one. There's guys we'll talk ourselves into.
Like, there's a guy I like, Joe Brady. But, you know, again, I don't know. I mean, I hear great things about him, and I know he's smart, and he went to two places and really helped the offense. But can he build I say program, you know, but that's what it is. Can he build one? You know, can he build the whole franchise?
Yeah, I guess the one guy
that... whoever comes in has to be at a CEO level has to not be afraid to challenge Howie and Jeffrey in that sense.
Right. And I guess the one guy we were saying that about was Dable. And he's not interested. That kind of stinks.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to read a tweet from Yoshki Zoidberg on Twitter.
Yoshki. Right?
Yeah. So, have you seen the photo of Joe Biden's Bible yet that he was sworn in with?
No.
It's a family Bible from 1893.
Dating back. Wow, really?
This thing is huge, right? It's not the one that you find in the drawer at the hotel, right? This is a big Bible. And Yoshki posted a photo of Biden next to the Bible and goes, Biden with the list of potential Eagles coaches. That's a great line.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. I just looked at it.
It's huge.
Yeah.
That's a workout itself.
Yeah, that's a great Bible, thing. Man. Do curls with that thing. That's amazing. That's the Eagles candidate. That's good. Frankie, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Frankie. Hello, Frankie. What's happening, my man?
Man, how's Young Ball? You all right?
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
You get that Tommy Hunter to put it up your... Hey, Young Ball, you got a nice new pair of tidy whiteys on today for the inauguration. You know? Nice elastic band.
Nah, they're 10 years old today.
All right, let me go to Lurie, okay, regarding Lurie. You know, when you're not proactive and you procrastinate, right, things fester. Actually, you know what, if I may issue an edict, guys.
What's that?
That local sports ownership should be self-made people because they have, you know, they have some dog in them and they can navigate through adversity. I mean, I don't see this at all with some of our local owners. And I think Lurie's production company should put out a 30 for 30 that, you know, shows a meddlesome owner and GM treating their team like it's a damn Madden game, for God's sake. Now, Flyers. Cause I don't, like you, I was looking for solid Monday night.
Yes.
And I'm jacked up about it. I don't want to be negative. But did this thought cross your head after that game? And because I think my local sports mindset is so crammed with paranoia from watching Groundhog Day, right? Which we're expecting something different each freaking game. I swear to God, I was expecting Sam, Carcitti to come out post game claiming there's like a defenseman who remains anonymous who says Hartsey's a me guy and a bully.
No. I think you're good. I think the Flyers, you're good. You don't have to worry about that.
Nah, they're genuine. But, I mean, there was a part of me.
Yeah.
You know?
No, listen, the game was ugly Monday night. And, you know, you feel like you're through the ringer and you just need a break, Frankie. I get you. Diamond, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Hello, Diamond.
Diamond? No, DeMond, good buddy.
Oh, DeMond.
Hey, what's going on,
what's
cousin?
What's up, DeMond? What's happening, buddy?
Hey, nothing, man. Listen, I got a quick thing for you. I got a couple quick questions for you, cuz. Why didn't we get rid of the bull? For the Eagles, what's his name? Not Jeffrey Lurie. What's the other guy's name? Roseman.
Yeah.
We got rid of Peterson, and we kept Roseman and Carl. It's coming out, cuz, about how all these other coordinators and coaches don't think they can work with Carlson. Isn't that crazy? Nobody thinks they can work with him. They don't want to come here. They turn down job.
Well, I don't know that they. I don't believe that the good people aren't coming here because they can't work with Wentz. That story was about some of the coaching, namely Mike Groh, who had a beef with Wentz. Listen, the story painted Wentz in a bad light for sure. You know, I mean, I hear you.
Another story about him again.
I know, no. DeMond, you're right. I mean, here's the thing that I look at. Like, if you think, like take your job. Like, say, like, you know best in your job, and you may disagree with your boss. And to me, I go, I admire that. DeMond says the way it is, right? However... You still got to be great at your job to do that. All right. So you can't miss wide open receivers when you're ripping the offense.
That's true. That's true.
But your footwork and your mechanics can't be bad if you're going to open your mouth.
Cuz, that's what I'm talking about, cuz. And here it is. We had an opportunity. We still got an opportunity to get Eric Bieniemy, but I think he's saying no. Frank Wright said even.
Trust me. That wasn't because of Wentz. That was not because of Wentz.
You don't think it's because of Wentz, man?
Not at all.
Frank Wright thing about
Frank Reich liked Wentz.
He liked him. He worked with him. But now, since Dougie P left there, remember, all these coaches are in a circle. They know each other. They talk. They talk about.
Listen, Dougie P isn't Parcells. You know what I'm saying?
Same part.
You know what I mean? Like, my man's. You're not going to confuse him for Vince Lombardi. All right?
Because Wentz got to go, man. Howie and Wentz, listen, I'm prepared, and I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I got to say this. I'm so mad at the Eagles because the next 3 to 5 years, I expect us to be garbage, man, completely garbage. As long as Howie here, we don't have a chance. We don't got a chance, bro.
DeMond, I hope not. All right, brother. Listen, be safe, man. All right? Always a pleasure, right, brother. Always a pleasure.
A good one,
you
man.
Too, babe. Take it easy. We'll get to our daily number, which is our pick segment coming up, and the calls. Tasty Cake Tom? That can't be right. I spy Pat and Dante and Nathan and you, 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 Fanatic.
And this is Andrew South. Tunis playoffs, well, you know they're my favorite time of the year, and I can't wait to bet all the action this weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. If you've never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot because right now new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during this weekend. You heard that right. 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. No, we're not talking the spread. You just got to pick the team you think that's going to win, and I'm going to continue to ride with Green Bay. I'm going to ride with them more than just the spread. I might go alternate spread because I think they beat up on Tampa Bay. So that's the team I would go with if I had the 25-1 odds. But of course, you already know, I've been using FanDuel all season long. I love the same game parlays. I've been betting on basketball. Of course, I bet all summer on baseball. It's such a fantastic experience. I would check it out. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Fanatic so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Fanatic. Must be 21 plus, present New Jersey or PA, new users only. Must wager on designated booths. Market deposit is required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1:30 across Delaware Valley. Another half hour to hang before we go over to Mikey, Miz, Tyrone, Natalie. Sixers Celtics tonight. Going to be fun. We'll have picks coming up in about 10 minutes. Sixers are a 5-point favorite against the C's. No Tatum for Boston. Let's go to Tasty Cake Dom. What's up, TV Dom?
And how you doing?
What's happening, buddy?
Good. First thing I wanted to tell you is I love Kevin Gnagandi. He is a great guest.
Yeah,
that was a great interview.
Yeah, he's fun.
The guests are awesome, man. I called because Andrew confused me a little bit because when he went on his dissertation about Carson, he was pretty steadfast that he thinks Carson should stay and they can rehabilitate him, right? I think that's what he said. And then he plays the Mr. Softy song on Ben. And Ben, as far as the regression is going, I think Carson has regressed way more than Ben's had good game. Ben has played terrible at times this year. He's also had some pretty good games, man.
Carson Wentz isn't afraid to go out there. Ben Simmons is afraid to take a jump shot, and it kills me. That's all I have to say.
I need to turn the call over because I know Tasty Cake Tom loves Chunis.
I love Dom.
I talk to him
every Saturday.
Listen, go ahead. You guys address it. Hash it out.
Yeah, I mean, that's my biggest thing. I mean, Carson Wentz, I'm not calling him a softy. I think Carson Wentz was just, you know, he was banged up, beat up, and he sucked this year. If there's a song about, you know, this player sucks, I'll play that one for Carson. But, I mean, Ben Simmons in spots when you need him, he comes up small.
He has come up small at times this season. But, again, like Mikey Miss makes the voice on guys like me, right? Guys like me that are going to bring up Ben's defense and all the other things that he does. Mike goes, you know, uses a funny voice describing us guys. But those things are realistic.
I bring them up, too. Right? You hear me? I bring them up, too. Do. I said that Ben Simmons, I'll be happy if they win an NBA Finals and he scores 10 points.
There is a reason that Jason Tatum is sitting out these next two games. It's Benitis.
No, I don't think that's true.
I love it. Benitis.
Well, I mean,
he's got Benitis.
And I talked to Andrew about this, and I'll be real quick about this. What Doc did in the second quarter, in the second Miami game, when he put Ben in the post.
Yep.
When they were dumping down to him, you know, people say, oh, when Ben Simmons is on offense, it's 4-on-5. They doubled Ben down there, Ant. Make no mistake about it. They doubled Ben Simmons.
Right, when he was
post,
in the dunker spot.
And that's how those guys got those wide open jump shots. That happened. So Eric Spoelstra don't think Ben is ineffective on half court offense. They double teamed him.
Right. The problem is here's the Ben in a nutshell. He can't be the Achilles heel. And there are times, because as you know, he needs the ball in his hands, right? There's just so much post work he's going to do.
Right.
Because you need the big man who's a beast to dominate that area. You got to space him. So the problem is not at times when he's floats down toward the basket. The problem is when he's got the ball in his hands and they build Ben Wall. And he can't do anything against Ben Wall. That's what you're hearing Andrew, and even to some extent me, talk about. Make sense?
And I agree 100%. Here's what you asked people last year. I'm going to ask the same thing. Give Doc Rivers this year. Just give him this year to pull it out of him. And then if he's still doing the same thing 25 games from now, I make my peace and I'll shut my mouth.
Listen, I get you. And I love the kid like you do, Dommy. Thank you, buddy. I do. I root for the guy. You know, his problem, and this is where he becomes indefensible, is when he's the problem, is when he's the Achilles heel. Because we've seen him be the Achilles heel.
Yes.
Against the Heat, right? Like if they have that, it is Ben Wall. Not John Wall, Ben Wall.
Right.
All right? They build Ben Wall, and then Ben doesn't know what to do. And I still, to this day, don't even understand. Like, that's where you throw your arms up in the air. It's not that he can't shoot or won't shoot jumpers or three-pointers. It's that you got to be able to slither at the rim, right, without just barreling in, getting an offensive foul. He's an artful guy. He's a beautiful player. Like, you look at him, he's got incredible athleticism. He should be able to do that. And then the other aspect is you got Grayson Allen on you. Go attack the rim. So you can't be the problem.
Right, exactly.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, fool.
Who was that?
That was from Half Baked.
Oh, that's great.
Anyways, I got
yo, fool. That's awesome. We're looking for yos in movies, by the way.
Yeah, if you got any. Again.
Yeah. Because we got a yo.
Yo, fool.
Larry wants to send a yo to Leo's Steak Shop in Folcroft, PA. I like that.
Nice. What's it called again?
Leo's Steak Shop.
Leo's.
In Folcroft.
Nice.
A couple more fooderies. DeGlester something. I don't know if it's appropriate his name, but whatever. Just Pizza in Chester, PA.
Nice.
He's giving a yo to.
Yo, Just Pizza.
Cousin Johnny wants to give a yo to Aaron Molicella at Sleepy Hollow Deli in Springfield Delco.
Here you go, Cousin Johnny.
All right. And Ryan says Brick and Barrel in Maple Glen.
Brick and Barrel.
Yes.
That's a great name.
That's a great name. You know that's a good spot.
Yeah.
Brick it's and a Barrel. Bar? Yeah, yeah. Bar slash
tavern pub.
Yeah. I'm in.
The Brick and Barrel.
That's you know that's name. Good.
Yeah, I agree. Nathan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, what's up, cuz? I'd like to make an Eagles point, and then I'd like to highlight a sleeping giant of a stock that I think you'll be really interested in.
Yeah, sure.
So, first, I think that I have a divergent philosophy when it comes to being a general manager in this league. I think quarterbacks are slightly overvalued in the fact that I'd rather have a team filled with talent with three little people in a trench coat as my quarterback compared to, Aaron Rodgers surrounded by a bunch of nobodies. And if you look at last year's Super Bowl, that's kind of the difference between those two philosophies, with Patrick Mahomes, obviously a super talented person, and Garoppolo, which is just kind of an average quarterback.
Right, with a great, and with a great defense, yeah.
Right. And because we made decisions like drafting a quarterback in the second round, paying this quarterback who we traded up for, and ignoring other holes on our roster, we are now reaping what our organization has sowed. And, it's kind of our fault.
I disagree slightly here. One, I think you need, I loved your three guys, little guys in trench coat. Your little Space Jam thing was cool. I liked that a lot. But I do believe in the quarterback. Look at the four quarterbacks that are playing right now. All are four pronounced quarterbacks. And I can make the argument that Jimmy G cost you the Super Bowl.
That's true. But I guess my where I differ would just be that. Or I think you're boxing me in. And I think that you want to fill up the team with talent, try to hit on as much talent as possible, kind of a best of available on the board type of philosophy. And then when you do bring somebody in at quarterback, they're just in a position where they
But
that's obvious.
Yeah,
right?
And listen, I think you're right in that. But what cost the Eagles wasn't trading up and using all the capital for Wentz. It was then misusing the capital they had, right? I mean, if you think about it, they got lucky. They got a first-round pick for Sam Bradford. That just materialized. Yeah. And they squandered all their draft capital. That's what killed them. Not ultimately trading up for Wentz. What killed them was not taking Jefferson, was not taking Metcalf, then having to take another receiver.
Only one of those guys to not be looking for a receiver
exactly,
right now.
Yes.
You're looking for something else. And
I mean, look at the edge pass rusher, right? You're Barnett. You missed on Barnett.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I was just going to touch on the stock point. Just, I know you're pressed for time. But so the number one issue in America right now, I think, is mental health. Apparently, 40% of Americans throughout COVID identified as having some sort of mental health episode.
Right.
And the way we're currently treating these things are with things like Xanax and microdosing meth, which is what Adderall is. And we're giving these to young kids. And, you're a peace and love kind of guy. There's this company, it's one of a few that are in this emerging industry, but it's called Mind Medicine. And they're using, they're studying right now LSD, psilocybin, MDMA, and other, previously outlawed psychedelic drugs in partnership with the FDA to, do psychedelic-assisted therapies.
Wow, and, that's fascinating. I gotta read about that, Nathan.
Yes, Mind Medicine. And it's currently not listed on the NASDAQ or any of the major trading platforms. So if you have the ability to look into it and it's something you're interested in, it's a sleeping giant right now. I'm talking
all
about
right.
Apple.
Right. You're the man, Nathan. I will read into it. I love
Thank
it.
You
are
have a good one.
You too, brother. Who knows? You never know where a gem may fall.
Right.
He said he's telling us about Apple before Apple.
Right.
About
that.
He sounded like a smart guy, too, Nathan.
Yes, he did.
I'm fascinated with all that stuff. I am a peace and love kind of guy.
Yes, you are.
I do like it. I do enjoy that. So I'll read. I'm always interested in stuff like that. Pat and Blackwood, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pat!
My two favorite guys on radio.
What's happening, Pat?
Hey, listen, that Benitis, didn't he play tight end for Penn State? Hey, listen, guys. I want to be quick if I can. A couple things I want to go over. You know, three Jameson and my wife making homemade lasagna today, I'm in a reflective mood. So right now, I'm going to tell you. You know, I'm famous for taking the Howie Roseman doll and sticking needles in it all year. I've been doing that. But
yes.
I'm going to look back, and I want to be a nice guy. And I want to look back on my life a minute. I've been fortunate enough to see the Eagles win in 48-49. I was a little kid in a snowstorm in Shy Park. I've seen him up at Franklin Field. I've seen him, just recently. And I've also seen the King Hills, the Joku Harrigs. This are all, it's a cycle. Guys, it's all going to come back together. So we all have an opinion, but we're all going to be behind this team to the end, just like the Phillies, just like all the rest. But the one thing I want to talk about real fast is, you know, today's a reflective time. It's Inauguration Day and new president. The game of life in America, okay? Everybody, we need to win this game. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, put your hands together, talk together, be friends again, and make this country great again for kids like Anthony's kids and my grandkids. Pull it together so there's America, so they can talk about the championships they see.
I think that's beautiful, man. I got to tell you, Pat, as always, beautiful stuff, my man. Oh, Pat coming up strong.
Love that.
The three J-Mos.
How about that?
Homemade lasagna, three J-Mos. I love that.
It's a workout, Pat.
Pat rules.
Damn right he does.
That's great. Tunis, play a little daily number action.
Ah, yes, of course. There it is.
All right, buddy.
Sixers. They're covered.
You like them? Minus five?
Yeah. Listen, dude. If they don't cover this, then you're going to hear me say all kinds of stuff tomorrow.
No Tatum.
They lost the Knicks by 30 the other night for this exact reason. They don't have Tatum.
Except here's the thing. I'm wary of playing against the team, of going against the team that just lost by 30. Remember the...
Down to the, 4.5 now.
That line's what telling
the
something,
hell
dude.
Is going on there?
I don't know. Maybe they win by then. I just want to see him win, and I'm looking forward to the game. I would not bet them.
All right. Well, I jumped on it yesterday.
Yeah.
I shot you a text.
The line is a little scary. Now, what I would... This, I don't understand, but I'm going to roll with it with you for our picks. Joel Embiid is 24.5.
I don't get that either.
That seems low to me.
Is it just the Sixers-Celtics intense rivalry and Brad Stevens is coached against the Sixers? But it's a different team. It's not Brett Brown.
No, I don't understand it.
It's not fake bully ball. It's,
He's at MVP's... It's Boston?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Joe has had a big night?
Yeah, I don't understand the 24.5. That's a low number, but I'm gonna ride with it with you. It's back up to 5 now within the last couple of seconds. So this line's gonna be moving all over the place.
Any interest, Simmons, triple-double, 5-1, plus 500.
I'm gonna say no. It's nothing to do with Ben Haight.
Say no.
Nothing to do with Ben Haight. My thing is, I could see him grabbing the rebounds and assists tonight. Brad Stevens is known that he knows how to coach against Ben.
Yes.
So it's kind of like the Spoelstra thing. I mean, I would be floored if he doesn't reach 10 points, but I wouldn't bet the triple double because there's a strong chance that they know how to D him up.
Yeah. All right.
His points total is 14.5. Jeez.
And it's plus money.
Plus money. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's bad.
Here's one that I do want to point out. Shake Milton. Vegas still disrespecting the Shake. 14.5.
Over.
I took the over.
I meant to tell you that. I had the same thought.
In the Memphis game, same thing, 14 and a half. And I was like, dude, really? And I, you know, I took that. And it hit. So, Shake Milton, 14 and a half. The guys hit the over 14 and a half in the last, like, six games. So, I would take a look at that for sure.
This one, Danny Green, over 9.5.
He's got to be the guy hitting threes tonight. So,
There's no Curry.
Exactly. I would look at that. I'm not expecting 29 points like the one night, but.
Probably 12.
Give me 12? Yeah. I'm with you there.
Interesting.
The other one, let me see. Where's Jaylen Brown at? Jaylen Brown is at 24 and a half. I mean, Ben ends up D'ing up Brown, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to put Ben on Marcus Smart. So you might want to go under Jaylen Brown. If Ben's, that's an in-game kind of thing. Yeah. If you see Ben guarding Jaylen Brown, I would take the under.
About points, rebounds, and assists. Joe, 39 and a half.
I mean, I think he could finish with 30 points. So that's what I would go over.
That's amazing. Yeah.
They expecting I guess it's his first game back from the knee injury. Maybe they're wary of that.
Do you know Simmons for a double-double is only minus 107?
I would take that.
Oh, interesting. Player props are fascinating. Anything
they
else
sure
you like?
Game-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to look at Brooklyn, 10.5-point favorites in Cleveland. You got to keep riding with them, right?
Right.
Especially against a measly team like Cleveland. Kyrie back tonight, I believe.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't take that. Let me see.
I would go the opposite way with the Coop.
Kyrie Irving's point total, 22.5.
The Coop, you know how they gonna coexist, the three of them?
All of them are, so Harden and Durant, 26.5, Irving, 22.5. You like any of those?
Nah.
I don't like the Durant one because he likes to, you know, he'll get other guys involved. So I would not take the, I'm going to make it a play. I'm going to take the under in Kevin Durant's point total tonight.
All right. You got it, buddy. There it is. I do like Indiana against Dallas as a home dog. 1.5.
Yeah, I like that too.
And I'll give you one more hockey. Montreal, the Canadiens, slight favorite at Vancouver. Montreal's good. I don't think people realize how good they are.
Okay, yeah, I'll go with you there. Let's see here. I'm looking at the NHL. I mean, I don't want to give you Vegas because it's minus 215. I'm not going with the goal and a half after I got messed up by the Lanch last night.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that one.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Kind of like the Heat. 4-point dogs against the Raptors.
I think it's a good play.
No Jimmy tonight, but you're getting the rest of the crew back.
Yeah.
And now it's not just Tyler Hero.
I got to tell you, dude, the NBA without...
It's been weird, man.
It's like unwatchable, to be honest with you. Without real players. Carl, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Carl.
Hey, guys. Just a footnote. The gentleman before me brought up the name of King Hill. You realize that they played him over Sonny Jurgensen back in the day. Unbelievable. But my point is, I want to throw out some kudos to Temple University, the head coach factory for the NFL. Bruce Arians.
Todd Bowles.
Down in Carolina.
Yes.
And if Bowles comes in, you've got almost like 10% of the NFL are Temple guys.
That's the best.
10% of NFL coaches.
Yes. I love that.
That's great. So I just want to go to sleep on that one and laugh my ass off.
There you go, brother.
Have a great day,
you
guys.
You too, Carl. Always a pleasure, buddy. On. Take it easy. Dante! What's happening, Dante?
Yo, what's up, buddy?
How you feeling, my brother? How you been?
Everything's doing good, man.
Good.
I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to call in, but ever since the promotion at work, man, it's just been hectic.
Good for you. I'm proud of you, man. It's great.
Thank you. How you like my man, Jay Jettis?
Wait, say again?
How you like my man, Jay Jettis?
Who?
Justin Jefferson.
Well, you know, brother, I mean, I'm stabbed in the heart. You know what I'm saying?
I want to ask you a question. What do you think this organization should do with the Eagles?
who they should hire?
No, I mean, just overall, just as a standpoint, what do you think they should do? I personally believe there's no foundation and there's no culture within this locker room.
Yes, I agree with you.
I personally believe in just blow the whole thing up.
Yes.
Get rid of everybody. I mean, I think the only way this thing is going to be successful is to just blow everything up. And I think as a fan, all of us need to come together and understand we're going to be bad for the next 3 years.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm coming to grips at least the next two. You're going to be in dire shape. Listen, I feel you, Dante. They're kicking me out, my brother. So, everybody, AC, love you, buddy. Talk to you tomorrow. My man, NJ Heem, talk to you tomorrow. Everybody, have a great day. Be careful, all right? Be safe. Thanks for hanging. Stay tuned. Mikey Mitz, Tyrone Neck coming up next, and we'll see you in the morning.
Here they come.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.